The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
In the year 1898, Marconi sent his first radio message across the English Channel.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Hey!
There's nothing wrong with being fun and popular and just giving people what they want.
This is not radio fantasy camp. We're on the air here.
You seem happy this morning.
Is it Friday already?
Hello?
Oh. Hey, can I speak to Johnny?
Yeah, he's eating some eggs.
Yeah, I am going
right,
to talk
turn off
to
the
Johnny.
Radio, then.
Okay, you do it. Are we clear?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. It's okay, buddy. I know, buddy. Johnny! Johnny, I know, bud. I know.
Friday.
All I'm doing is getting on the air. The revolution will be broadcast.
How about Friday?
I'm sad about my birthday, too.
I think I bumped him in the face when I was getting up away from him because he was sitting in my lap.
I'm sorry. Johnny, it's okay, bud. Johnny, we got to talk about your taxes.
This is awful.
We got to talk about it. I know I don't want to either. But we've got to address this. You've got to pay the government. They're going to come after you. Johnny, listen! Johnny, it's Dada. You're okay.
Danger!
If anybody wanted a picture into my home life.
Wow!
That was incredible.
It's showtime!
Oh, yes!
Good morning, Starby. Good morning, Teo.
Yes.
It's your birthday today, buddy.
155 years ago.
It's your birthday. Yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday, Dizzle.
Yeah, happy birthday.
155 years ago, I was already 304.
No way.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Hundreds of years old. I'm excited about this one, though.
It's your show today, buddy.
It's because I got plans.
Yeah?
Big time plans.
Well, I hope we're included in those
You're
plans.
Included.
Of course.
You guys are included. I'm going to make you guys kings.
Mmm. I like how that sounds.
I'm
king of broken hearts, there's no reason a king.
That's right.
Welcome to the show. It is August 12th, 2016. 6:04 in the morning.
High today of 92 degrees. Teo, the Lord blessed us with good barbecue weather this evening.
Good.
There are none clouds in the sky.
Booyah.
It's
going
to be sunny, 92 degrees.
I'm gonna need you guys to take that high temperature down to about 85.
Okay.
85 it is.
Knock it back.
No thunderstorm. Thunderstorms are hitting hard tomorrow over the weekend.
Good.
But nothing today. Going to be beautiful. We're going to play some cornhole.
Yep, on top of the Sandias tonight at midnight.
It's going to be incredible.
If you guys want to be there.
Yeah. No, I'm stoked, man.
It's going to be fun.
You know who's going to be there? Our good buddy Hugh.
Hugh?
Yeah, they're filming up there. So we said, Mr. Jackman, would you like to...
Hugh's going to be at the
party?
And
he said, oi!
It's going to be huge.
It's Teo's birthday. Oi!
Oi! Yeah, coming up in Teo's news here in a little bit.
I do really good impressions.
Local News did a news report about the... Hugh Jackman picture that he posted, I think, was it yesterday, where he looks all old?
Yeah.
And people are freaking out over it, because I even kind of freaked out. I was thinking, oh, man, is that him without, like, any makeup on now? And it's like, he looks super old, and he's actually looks a little skinny in that picture. And
T.O.
Man, what's going on?
I haven't seen this picture.
You haven't?
No.
You'll have to Google it.
You Google it.
We'll talk more about it coming up in the headlines. Oh, we got a big show planned for Teo's birthday today.
Yes, dude.
Huge show. Really excited about it. What's the one celebrity that you would want to interview, Teo?
Me?
Yeah.
But what if I want to?
Let me think really, really hard about this.
Okay.
Probably Stephen Christian from Amber.
Really? Oh, I already had that one planned.
No, wait. Let me think again. If I could interview one celebrity.
J-Law.
No, I don't care about her anymore. She's old hat. Who is my new crush? Do I have one?
You have a crush?
It's about to be Felicia Hardy. And she looks amazing.
Who?
The
girl in Rogue One.
I don't think she's that great. I saw her in that movie about Stephen Hawking, Theory of Everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's already happened. It's kind of gone. That movie was awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Well, think about it. You don't have to answer now.
No, he's got to answer right
now. I got to answer right now. Dex.
Because I pretty much have everybody booked today, so anybody you say is going to happen.
Celine Dion.
Okay. Celine Dion it is. We'll talk to Celine Dion this morning on the show.
Yes, gosh.
She's a big fan of the Morning Invasion.
She is. She's Canadian. She's French-Canadian.
Our agents are working on it right now.
We have an agency?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get to a certain level in the radio biz, you get agents. We've arrived, apparently.
Good. Oh, I arrived. I arrived at 12:51 a.m. That
you
was
did.
The exact moment Guys, that the single greatest hand in the universe...
The Nerd Kingdom is just... Standing in awe right now of what happened to Steve-O.
What happened?
Well, I started my new sleeve, getting tattoos, guys, and I posted a photo. It's of Magneto from 1991. X-Men
I'm a nerd.
Number one was the cover. It was written by Chris Claremont and drawn by the one, the only...
Nerd alert!
Jim Lee. He is my single favorite artist of all time, and seriously, the reason why I started drawing. I love him... Excuse me. Love him. I can't.
Whew. Hold yourself together.
I tweeted out my my tweets, and it said, excited to finally start my 90s X sleeve. Jim Lee and Rob Liefeld shaped my comic book mind. Mm-hmm. To which Jim Lee said, like.
No way.
That's right. Jim Lee.
Jim Lee. You know, he is the DC Entertainment co-publisher. You know, he's just, you know.
He's big time.
Beautiful.
He's big time. Most of the time when you see, like, art of the DC cats, like Superman, Batman, whatever, if you just see art of them, many times it's Jim Lee's art.
Yeah.
Just out on it. Look in my office. That Rebirth poster hanging up there. Mm. It's up top. You can't see it.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yep.
That's Jim Lee.
Jim Lee.
How many followers does he have?
Let's see.
Probably a
go
billion.
Go check now.
Probably 1,000
What's his
billion.
Net worth?
Oh, gosh.
Let's Google.
He's got 230,000.
Wow. Followers?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, that's...
So this year's been the best year of my Twitter life because Jeff Johns liked and retweeted me earlier in the year.
Booyah.
He's the actual, like, head of DC.
Mm. And now the movies.
I'm a nerd! And the movies. And then Jim Lee, the greatest artist. So the greatest writer and the greatest artist in the world.
That's pretty
liked,
cool.
Slash, yeah. I mean, you know.
That doesn't happen very often.
No bigs.
But it's happened a lot to you.
Yeah, he's also the artist for the upcoming Suicide Squad comic book.
Mm-hmm.
They did Rebirth, and number one launches this coming Wednesday. So
cool,
yeah,
man.
Just, you know.
Yeah. Get that feeling!
Which stinks because I hit big time at 12:51 a.m., so my agent was like, I don't think you should do the show today because... You know, you're
Could
on like
bad.
Another level. And yeah, I was like, but it's Teo's birthday. And we got into this big argument. So just so everybody knows, this is my last show until I can restructure my contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Because we have contracts here, guys. We're so big time.
No, I never got a contract.
Hourly employees.
All right. Big show today. We have, of course, the Big Mac of the show, the Slow Motion Theater.
Yes!
That's our Big Mac.
Big Mac.
It's our Big Mac.
Yeah. It's got special sauce in it. And you're like, isn't this just Thousand Island dressing? No.
Yeah.
Special sauce, guys. We invented it.
It's special sauce.
So special.
Love me a good Mac attack.
So special. No, you don't. Because Mac attacks bring about heart attacks.
I know. They do.
The Mac attack is
Gosh,
back.
Gosh, my shoulder hurts right now. And I smell almonds. Is that...
Why do you smell almonds?
I don't know.
Weirdo.
Slow Motion Theater, a little after 8 o'clock. Do we have any guests this morning?
Anybody oh, man, so stoked. J.R.R. Tolkien
Good.
Is going to be on the show today.
All right.
Yeah. Happy about that. We're going to have C.S. Lewis. He's going to visit.
Yeah.
Also, Homer. He wrote the Iliad.
Yeah.
He's going to give us some Olympic
Beautiful.
Insight
great
back
writers
in the day.
This morning.
I think we should talk about this real quick, just to kick off the show. We'll talk more about the Olympics when Brian... Was Brian in today?
No, he's off on Fridays.
All right.
But he actually sent Steve-O and I some stuff to talk about
Good.
Today.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Our boy Michael Phelps. You know, yesterday we talked about how he tied a 2,168-year-old record. Well, step aside, son. Michael Phelps is now the greatest.
Yes.
of all time.
Yes.
He beat the record.
He did.
The record that's over 2,100 years old. Phelps won the 200-meter individual medley last night. That was his 13th individual gold, which broke the record of 12 that was set by Mr. of Rhodes back in 152 BC.
Mr. of Rhodes.
I don't think that's how you say it.
That's how you say it.
Pretty sure. I don't think back then they had last names because there were enough people that you could just have your first name. That's
Leonidas,
your only name.
Leonidas of Rhodes.
Do you know Leonidas? Oh, the one and only Leonidas. Yes. There's so few people in the universe, we can only have one name.
Well, there's one thing Leonidas still has over Phelps.
What's that?
It's that when he won his last three, he was 36 years old, 5 years older than Phelps.
And his final medal was for lion attacks. So,
yeah.
I mean, he had a sword. He fought him to the death.
I didn't even really think about that.
Gold
I mean, it was different.
Medal in lion fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. And Phelps, you know, Caleb brought this up last night. We were watching Phelps and all the other swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a swimmer, there's a lot of events. I mean, a lot. So you
have
a chance to win a ton of medals. And Caleb goes, how's that fair for everyone else? I mean, think about basketball and soccer. They only get one gold medal. And that's true.
That's very true.
I mean, if you're a swimmer, you can have 20 different events you could do in an Olympic.
It's crazy. In an Olympic?
In an Olympic.
In Olympics.
So very proud of Mr. Phelps.
Yep.
I believe it's pronounced Fleeps.
Of America.
Mm-hmm. Of America.
Mm-hmm.
He did it, guys.
He Fleeps. Did it.
He did it. Not since Julius Caesar of Rome.
What?
Yeah.
He
held the record.
Julius Caesar of Rome.
Who is Julia?
Well, he's...
I don't know. He made this really wicked awesome orange drink. And he started a...
You guys got orange drink?
Yeah, gold medal in opening the first franchise.
Let me play a clip of Mr. Phelps.
I would have loved a regular world record, but you know what? Winning four in a row, when the announcer said that, I had a really hard time holding it together. So it's obviously a very emotional event for me and something that... You know, it's very special. You know, being able to win 22 Olympic gold medals, something you just dream of. And you know, I've said this
I've
before, but I'm
that.
Just living a dream come true.
You're living a dream come true.
I've never.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No big deal. Just the greatest of all time.
You are.
Yep.
So is he the greatest of all time in the Olympics or just in swimming?
Well, in the Olympics because he has the most medals.
Yeah, I know. But
any sport.
But is he the greatest of all time in the Olympics or of swimming?
I bet we could beat him in Olympics.
I bet you we could.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And apparently so could Beenix. Gosh.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was the wrong person.
Because he says all the time.
He does. I really. And we didn't tell him the rules. I truly believed we had him stumped.
Oh, he's the smartest man in the world.
We just got a text in on the live line. This is what I'm talking about. Happy 583rd birthday, Teo. Thank you.
They really know you.
Thank you. That's close, but you're a couple hundred years off, so thank you.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. What? It is Teo's birthday today.
It is, guys.
This person says, happy birthday, Teo. I hope Steve-O and Dex treat you right today.
We treat him right every day.
That's right. They're going to give me cash gifts very soon, which I'm more excited about.
Probably.
What I'm excited about on the show this morning is that we get to learn a little bit more about Teo over here.
Mm. Teo.
Would you like to learn some fun facts about Mr. Teo?
Gosh, I'm so ready for this.
Today is Teo's birthday. You know him as Teo or Teo or... Tahlo. But do you know his real name? Matt Lott.
Matt Lott.
At the age of 13, Matthew Lott decided he wanted to be a lawyer to help people. Matthew Lott has a well-deserved reputation as a courtroom lawyer with a proven track record. Matt Lott. The more you know about Matt Lott. T.O. Teo, happy birthday, Matt Lott.
It's good.
I just Googled you.
Yeah. It's on on his wiki. He's got a ginormous
There
Wikipedia
are some
page.
Things that I asked to be removed.
Ah.
Well, you'll have to take that up with the Google because I found a lot of interesting facts about Mr. Matt Lott.
That's awesome.
I'm going to ask you
it's
to call
be exciting.
Me Matthew.
Matthew?
Or Matthias.
It's your day, buddy. Whatever you want.
Or Martha Nunchen.
I'm just going to shorten it to Martha.
Just going to have to go back in the production room.
You know, I was cool with going by Martha until Batman v Superman.
That's true.
And
that's
I felt
true.
Like I felt like some of the power got taken away from that name.
You can text the show 585-LIVE. 585-5483. Feel free to, it's just whatever you want to talk about. Something on your mind. You want to just contribute to the show.
I will say this. I asked Dex if we could try to play all of the music because I put in stuff that I like exactly what I wanted to play.
Mm.
Even so much as going in and changing a couple mm-hmm. songs three or four times.
I like that.
There's one song that I'm looking at right now that I want to change.
Okay.
So we're going to try to play a lot of music today.
All
yeah.
Right. Whatever you want, buddy. Whatever you want to do.
Which means the whole 9 o'clock hour, we're just going to play old Bleach records. We're not even going to have a show.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. We can go to breakfast or something.
We could maybe we could go to Farmington and walk around some.
Hey, Teo, you know what hits the theaters today?
Yes, I do.
How long has he been out there?
6 years.
Nobody can survive in that forest for 6 years. At least not alone.
That's right, Robert
You'll
Redford.
See. I have Elliot.
Oh. Is Elliot a person?
No.
He looks like a dragon.
What's a dragon?
Shh. What is that?
That's a dragon.
Oh. Gosh.
Yeah.
I watched that trailer again this morning, mm-hmm. and I started tearing up, and I had to stop it because I'm like, oh, he's dragon.
It's gotten pretty legit reviews, too, from
really?
What I've read.
Tonight at the barbecue, everybody has to school my wife.
What?
Because she's never seen Pete's Dragon?
She did. Oh. And then, like, the trailer came on last night, and I was like, oh, same reaction. I can't wait. Maybe we should all just go see that together and hold hands. And she said, I don't care one single bit about that movie. And I said, you have no soul.
Did she show you the picture I sent her?
No.
Her dad.
Wait.
Posted.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I know she was just waiting.
Oh, she was angry because her dad posted those, and then I tagged her in it so more people would see.
Thank you.
And that's all I put. I said, thank you so much for these. Chrissy's dad is the king of like, oh, hey, here's a random video I found from 1989. You were a child. And
oh, my God.
In the rodeo.
That's awesome. And look, Chrissy wrote, I just wrote congrats because she's holding a trophy.
My bride.
And then she wrote, ha, 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 I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah,
she was just waiting.
That's what she said that when I tagged her in it, her very, very first thought was, oh, God, I hope Matt doesn't see this. So that was
the sad
incredible.
Thing is, Chrissy, I saw more than one picture last night.
Yeah,
and
dude.
I only texted one to you.
Yes!
I'm waiting.
Man. Oh, update. Chrissy has never seen the original Pete's Dragon. I just assumed she had a better childhood than she did.
Just what?
She was busy wearing big glasses and winning trophies.
Can I speak freely in this moment? What an idiot.
Oh, man.
You can't call my child wife an idiot? Well, wait.
You no, have a child wife? No. Maybe it was you call the police.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. She still hasn't seen the new Jungle Book, and I'm trying to explain to her how excellent it was.
We just watched that a couple days ago.
I just don't care.
Chris,
I don't care.
This is a movie worth seeing.
Oh, it's going to be. And I kind of hope, because in the Jungle Book, you know how they broke into song a couple times,
mm-hmm.
which... I'm not a big fan of,
but they did such an excellent job.
They did, and I hope they do that in Pete's Dragon. I hope they can break into song. Him and Elliot just start singing together.
I know.
Oh, so excited.
Just missing the purple hair.
Yeah, love
it's
you.
It's the only thing missing.
Love you, Elliot.
He has the head of a camel, the neck of a crocodile.
It sounds rather strange.
He's both.
And I swear, if those hillbillies show up in the new version,
oh,
I'm
going to
be
hillbillies.
So excited. I really think they just kept them out of the trailers.
Check this out from Variety. One of the year's most delightful movie-going surprises, a quality family film that rewards young people's imaginations and reminds us of a time when the term Disney movie meant something.
Oh!
And I'd say they started that back with Jungle Book.
Yeah, I agree.
When I saw Jungle Book, it was like, oh, dang.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Oh, dang.
Not only is it like thumbs up, but your children can go enjoy it. And I mean like Brody, like my child.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about right here. Peach Dragon Review, a beautifully melancholy family film. Yes. That's what I'm... That's hitting me in the feels, as the kids would say.
Feels!
Can feel all of them. It's hitting me there.
Oh,
boom.
Man.
Boom! And then the Rogue One trailer hit the internet last night.
Gosh.
Took the world by storm.
Are you kidding me?
I know. It's a great birthday for you, Tav. This is an excellent year
for
you.
This is the best day!
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about how Pokemon Go saved an ice cream shop. A woman sold her gold necklace to pay some bills, and something beautiful happened. Whatever Taya wants to do, it's his day.
Let me just read this real quick about Peach Dragon, okay? And then we can stop. I'll shut up about it. Peach Dragon is a rare gem of a summer movie. Not content to be just another remake, this film is a stunning exploration of grief, loss, hope, and family. It's cleverly couched in the framework of a family film, and while it may not be as action-packed or humorous as some have come to expect from the genre, it's still a welcome sight and shows that there's not just magic in the forest, but still some at the multiplex as well.
Oh,
dude. I was out here at the Eastern Pad. But that's
50 miles east
from where we found him.
Hey.
Wait. Do you know where your parents are?
Gosh, I got the chills.
Right, I know. I'm like, I'm actually willing to listen to this trailer.
We should.
Which, by the way, this is killing my brand new tattoo. Every time I get the chills, it's like, it hurts. Okay. Oh, it hurts.
585 Live. Feel free to text us. Phone line's open, 338-3700. We're going to take a quick break. Headlines, check the roads out there. It is Friday. Hang out.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus. Entertainment.
Time is actually the slow knife that slides in
your
back.
Why every time Tao talks, know, the
man.
Clouds, like,
it's horrible.
It's gently twisting.
The live line is blowing up as well. Man, Tao is getting too real. That's the latest.
It starts raining.
I like
Debbie
to celebrate
Downer
my birthdays
here.
In a realistic
Gosh.
Way.
That was the swinging side of the radio institution known as...
If I have to meet the snake of fear one more time.
The snake of fear. Gosh.
What, you guys, are you unfamiliar? Let me tell you a little bit about it. You wake up from your dreams.
Oh, my gosh.
And you feel something. You're like, wait, what was that? Is that beans? No, it's not beans. Oh, it's the snake of fear that shows up every single morning when I have to face my life.
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Saying she knows many Americans are frustrated.
If I am fortunate enough to be your president, I will have your back every single day that I serve.
Hillary Clinton detailing her plans for the U.S. economy at a Detroit-area aerospace company.
The Drug Enforcement Administration's not going to remove marijuana from its list of the most dangerous drugs.
Arizona may let people decide if it should be legal to smoke pot.
Macy says it will heighten its own brand with exclusive products and an improved shopping experience, as well as reallocate investments to its higher-performing stores and digital business. The company has yet to announce which stores will be closing.
Slight drop in the number of Americans needing unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims declined by 1,000 to 266,000.
In Las Cruces, New Mexico, this is when the air will be full of the smell of roasted green chili peppers.
Syria's military is denying allegations chlorine gas was used, bombing an area of Aleppo, saying rebels fabricated the story, though a UN envoy says there is evidence.
AAA Foundation reporting over 200,000 crashes have been caused by road debris in the past 4 years, and 500 people died in those crashes.
Good morning, Starmie.
Man, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
6:35 on Teo's birthday. Good
morning. Hi today, 92 degrees on Teo's birthday. Good morning.
Traffic.
Nothing going on traffic-wise on Teo's birthday, but there is a sinkhole at General Marshall Street Northeast at Central Avenue, and there are restrictions. Watch out for the sinkhole. Not something you want to do on my birthday. Happy my birthday. That's your lucky traffic. I just found that Hugh Jackman photo. What is up?
Yeah, right?
Is that makeup?
Yeah, it's got to be,
it's
guys.
It's got to be makeup.
Is he up top to Sandia's at that place? I've been there.
He's just unbelievable. That Hugh, I tell you. By the way, top of the Sandia's tonight with Hugh.
Midnight. Be there.
Be there.
We're doing that! Pew, 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 pew! A photo of Hugh Jackman in New Mexico has gone viral, and we have a clip.
A photo posted by a famous actor filming in New Mexico is going viral, spending time as a top trending item on Facebook.
But part of it is because fans are concerned about his health. Hugh Jackman posted this picture right here early yesterday, showing off a meal of fresh fish. But all many people noticed was his face looking old and haggard.
Jackman is shooting the latest Wolverine sequel in New Mexico.
Wow.
This might be his look for the film, which is speculated to be about an older version of his character. Jackman has documented his time in New Mexico, recently posting videos of a picturesque morning run and interacting with local wildlife.
Love it. Just love it.
Just love it.
If you haven't seen it, you just go on
Living and
Facebook or Google it. When I first saw it yesterday, I was thinking, man, is he all right?
Is he okay?
But yeah,
of course he's okay. Old man Logan. Yo, old man Logan, yo.
Now is he okay?
So are they doing a lot of filming on the top of Sandia's? Are they doing that? Because he's been spending a lot of time up there.
I'm guessing so.
I mean, I bet you that's where his cabin is at.
He had a cabin in the comic, right? That's where it kind of started.
Yeah. I mean, it's set in the post-apocalyptic future.
Right.
In the comic. I don't think it's going to be this way. Because
it'll be
in the
different.
Future, he's like really old. All of the X-Men are dead because he killed him.
Yeah, and not just the X-Men. He killed a lot of the heroes.
Yeah, because the villains basically decided to unite and take over and kill all the heroes.
So he does age. It just takes a long time.
A long time, yeah. In case you guys missed it earlier, we talked about a little movie coming out today on my birthday. It's called Peach Dragon. Let's watch the trailer.
How long has he been out there?
6 years.
Nobody can survive in that forest for 6 years. At least not alone.
You'll see. I have Elliot.
Is Elliot...
I love you, Elliot!
No, he looks like a dragon.
What's a dragon?
That's a dragon.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, it is.
That's not... That part's not in the trailer.
You liar girl. That is a dragon.
I can't wait.
Oh, somebody made a Spider-Man picture for me.
Oh,
that's you.
The Amazing Spider-Man. They even put the platinum hair
they
on there.
They did.
Oh, man.
You don't see that?
Real good. It's the real emo.
Man, your birthday's already been better than Steve and I's together.
No, it's not.
You see his office? He has, like, presents stacked
that's
up
because,
in there.
Yeah.
It's because he talked about
somebody got me a hoverboard. Did y'all see that?
What?
You got a hoverboard?
Okay. I quit life.
Why? I'm going to sell it. You want it? Sell it to
Dexter's
you.
Dexter's and my birthday were like only a few days apart, and we didn't get any.
Well, somebody did drop me off a briefcase of cash.
Wait, what? Gosh.
You told me you weren't going to tell him about
just
it.
Just joking.
The CW shows The Flash and Supergirl are loaded with Broadway and musical talent, so they're doing a musical crossover sometime early next year. Who's excited? Me.
I'm actually really excited.
I like the musical episodes of shows.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Scrubs? Are you kidding me? The musical episode?
All of them are good.
Oh, snap.
If you don't like musicals, then you're hiding from yourself and you need to accept it.
Unless we're talking about Glee, in which case, pass.
Yeah.
That's a different thing.
Get ready, Christians. When we go to heaven, it's just going to be one giant musical.
One giant Easter pageant, and you are Roman Centurion number 4.
I know.
You'll never be more than that.
I know it is. I know it'll be a musical up there.
I'm not talking shows like Glee where it's constantly like that, but when you have a show that does a musical episode, I always think it's fun, especially if it's cleverly written. Like, didn't Fringe do one?
Yeah, Fringe
was
did.
It Fringe that did a musical episode, and it was like the noir theme, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. A new survey found 72% of people take off at least one day a year just to get more sleep. It also found 36% of us have burned vacation days on doctor's or dentist appointments. 23% of us have used them to have time to run errands.
Yeah. Okay.
Errand running is intense.
You're intense.
You are. Panda Express might start offering a new utensil called a chork. It's for the chork. It's a fork.
Have you seen this?
The other end is chopsticks.
Yeah. Think of a spork, but like the end of the spork is just chopsticks.
Dex.
So it's like chopsticks with a spork on the other end.
Why did you put food stuff in here? Like, and the next thing says they're also adding General Tso's chicken to their menu for the next 4 months.
It's Tao's chicken.
I think it's General Tso, right? No. T-S-O?
T-S-O. General Tao's chicken.
Chow
chicken.
Chow? Is it pronounced chork?
It's T-S-O.
I always pronounced it Toso.
Toso.
It's Chus.
General Tso.
Toso.
A former MMA champion has reached a plea deal. Mr. John Bone Jones entered multiple guilty pleas today related to a March incident in which he was pulled over by an Albuquerque police officer for drag racing.
Oh, man.
We have a clip.
Former UFC champion John Bones Jones entered multiple guilty pleas today related to a March incident in which he was pulled over by an Albuquerque police officer for drag racing.
Mr. Jones, we're not having court out here.
In body camera video released by APD, you can hear the officer claim that Jones was driving near Central and Broadway, revved his engine at another car, and sped off. Jones was initially cited for drag racing, but today he pleaded guilty to revving his engine and obscuring his license plate, receiving a deferred sentence. The judge assigned him to 60 hours of community service, 51 of which he's already completed. He'll also need to complete aggressive driving school within the next 90 days. This isn't the first time Jones has found himself in trouble with the law here. Last year, he took enough...
That's enough, guy. Okay, we already know.
Hey, Grand, why did Grand Peachy fly by?
She does that.
Somebody needs to get her for drag racing.
She does that.
Just because you're in a motorized cart doesn't mean you're not drag racing, Grand Peachy.
We're praying for John Jones.
You're
going to be the champ again. You're going to be back in the UFC. You're going to be better than ever.
My kids love him. I hope so.
LeBron James has agreed to a 3-year, $100 million deal with the Cavaliers.
Wow. Yeah, and $50 million of that goes to put
Teo.
Kids in college.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
no,
they get free college. That's
really
for real.
Cool.
Solid. Salido.
That's unbelievable. You know what? I'm a fan.
I think that's very kind of him. Guys, we have another trailer to watch. The first real trailer. I guess the second real trailer. For Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, aired last night during the Olympics. It gave us a teeny tiny glimpse of one character coming back from the old school. Let's watch the trailer.
There is a 97.6% chance.
Love you, giant robot thing.
You look great.
To make a real difference.
Wow.
Are you with me?
Yes, I am. TIE Fighter.
All the way.
Darth Vader!
Darth Vader pops up at the end. Man, it's a good trailer. Somebody commented on my Facebook. They're like, it's got weird pacing.
You know what? You can't watch it, whoever commented.
Change your pace, bro.
Yeah.
Get it right or pay the price. In other Star Wars news, Lando Calrissian will be the young Han Solo. He will be in the young Han Solo movie.
Man.
Young Lando. Do you know who is in the front running for it?
Wait.
It's a rumor. I can't confirm it.
Donald Glover.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He would be perfect.
He would be perfect.
He would be out because I seriously wasn't trying to think of big actors now. I was thinking who would look.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, really?
I read a rumor.
I just got really excited. I just cast that in my mind and it might come true.
Yeah.
Oh, please,
yeah,
Donald
I read
Glover.
A rumor last night that Donald Glover is one of
them. Oh, man.
And he would be awesome.
He would be incredible.
Yes, he would. If you guys don't know who Donald Glover is, he's going to be in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes, he is.
He was the inspiration for Miles Morales. He was in a show called Community. He was also in The Martian.
He's also a hip-hop artist
named
Childish Gambino.
Yes, he is very talented and we love him.
For real.
But he has young Lando Calrissian has not been officially cast yet. I think we all know who we would like it to be.
Yeah.
Bad Boys 3 will be called Bad Boys for Life. It will be out January 2018.
Wait, can I change my pick from Donald Glover to Martin Lawrence?
No, he's way
Martin
too old.
Lawrence. Martin Lawrence, man. Young Lando.
I feel like Martin Lawrence is older than...
Fine. Eddie Murphy, then. Eddie Murphy.
Yep. Eddie Murphy.
Lando.
We're going to want a young Chris Tucker in there. Random facts for Friday. The kid who played Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was never in a movie before that, and he was never in a movie again.
Well, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Is he still alive?
Go back and watch that movie, terrible acting.
His name is Peter Ostrom, and he went on to become a veterinarian in New York.
With his big old afro.
Come on.
That kid's hair. Come on. You guys really like the original the Johnny Depp version?
I prefer
crazy.
Much crazy. So.
I'm in the way minority. But Donker.
Whoa. Yeah, he looks
He's got a handlebar mustache. Dude, what the heck? Is he a rodeo clown?
He kind of looks like he was in the Village People. He
looks like the guy that was on the documentary guy that did the McDonald's
Fast food meat?
Oh, he does. Yeah. He does look like that. Supersize me.
Yeah.
That's it. Number two.
You're like, fast food meat. That's
it. Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to just start making up movie titles.
Big Mac. The editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle is Will Shortz. He's the only person in the world with a degree in enigmatology. That's the study of puzzles. He created the major himself at Indiana University.
Wow.
The only person in the world with that degree. Puzzling.
I mean, I guess.
Number three. When Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in an NBA game in 1962, he made 28 free throws.
Wow.
28. And it was during a period in his career when he was shooting them underhanded, granny style.
No way.
Yeah.
That's pretty epic.
YouTube it.
Nice. YouTube it.
I don't think you can YouTube something from the 60s. TV wasn't around yet.
There are very interesting things on YouTube these days, I hear. There are only 7 countries in the world where the drinking age is 21. And one only... And only one first world country, the U.S. and Day.
Mm.
The other 6 are Indonesia, Kazakhstan, Oman, Pakistan, Palau, and Sri Lanka.
Okay. What's the drinking age elsewhere? Like 18?
Lower.
18.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
There are only a handful of mammals that are venomous, including shrews, platypuses, moles, and vampire bats.
I got you a platypus for your birthday.
I would have preferred a vampire bat, but I'll take the platypus. How do I care for it?
Well, you just kind of let him go.
How will it react to beans?
Just keep him in a cage.
And by beans, I mean the kitty cat beans.
Don't ever let him out. He'll eat beans.
What?
Yep.
No, I don't.
Keep him in the box.
I don't want that to happen.
Don't let him out.
Interesting. Okay, that's all my news for right now, guys.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Tao.
You're welcome.
It is your birthday today.
It is.
Today we were learning a lot of facts about Mr. Tao.
Hopefully good ones.
All right, well.
Today is Tao's birthday.
Tao.
You know him as Tao or Tio or Taro.
Yep.
Matt Lott is 33 years old today.
Wow.
Matt Lott played bass for Waverly.
That's true.
Matt Lott is from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Also true.
Fun fact about Matt Lott. His net worth? Wait a sec. It says overdrawn $150 in your bank account.
Well, I could have told
Matt
you.
Matt Lott is worth $15 million.
What?
Million. Chameleon. Matt Lott.
Thank you.
The more you know about Matt Lott. Tio. Tao, happy birthday, Matt Lott.
Blessings.
You're worth $14 million?
Yeah. What do you think I've been doing this whole time?
Man, I Googled Anne Berlin and Stephen Christian the other day. Guess how much they're worth.
Hilarious.
He's worth like $40
million. $40
million. This is why you can't trust any of those stupid
sites. Stop it.
He laughed so hard.
Yeah, of course he did. He doesn't want anybody to know he's worth $40 million.
Stop it.
He tried to convince me that it was fake and that it's not real.
It is fake.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He drove up in a Bentley the other day.
No, he did not.
Let's go for a ride. Woo!
It's a Honda Element.
He drove up in a Bentley and he dented the fender and he got out and went, I'll have my people fix it.
Exactly. None of that is real.
gosh.
No, that is real. That's real, real.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not worth $40 million. I'm not. I wasn't in one of the most popular bands in the world.
You know what? In the Lord's eyes, you're worth at least $10.
Yeah, well, there you go. We got a big show planned for you guys.
We do?
We'll talk Olympics coming up. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful last night. Michael Phelps.
Beautiful.
He broke that record, man.
Breaking that record.
That 2,100-year-old record. He broke it. Gosh, that guy's amazing. And I don't even like swimming. But I'm into swimming right now. And I'm an expert. That's what's funny about it. I'm sitting there on the couch just telling my kids, oh, nope, that was wrong. See? See, he could have stretched a little bit further. Why do you turn into an expert when the Olympics happen? I was watching gymnastics, and I was sitting there just studying the way that they flip.
Like, oh,
and
you should have.
No, that's not right. They're going to deduct points.
Yep. I don't know, but it is. It's funny how we all become couch coaches.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, totally. I'm a couch coach.
You're an armchair quarterback.
Guys,
that's right.
Birga said, if I were to happen by a grocery store this morning, would you have a birthday request? To which I replied, Cabernet Sauvignon, just to see if you buy it.
Now, be honest, that totally had to autocorrect, right?
How do you spell Sauvignon?
Yeah, I did. I put a U in where there's not a U.
Oh.
Man, it's just thunder.
Man.
We're going to see if she comes in.
All right. Great story coming up. Pokemon Go saved an ice cream shop. You still playing Pokemon Go, Steve-O?
Heck yeah, he is.
Not so much anymore.
Everybody's better than me, and I don't want to.
Actually, I have a great story coming back. Met some cool Starmie people last night at the park by my house.
Starmie.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
All right.
Slow
motion theater coming up a little after 8 o'clock. We got a letter on the way. Good morning, Starmie.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back!
This one going out to my boy Tao.
Sorry, I'm not love.
Good morning. It's August 12th. On this day, 165 years ago, in 1851, Isaac Singer patented the sewing machine. He started a sewing machine empire with $40.
Nice.
How old is Casey Affleck today? Ben Affleck's younger brother.
36.
41. How old is Matt Lott today?
712.
Steve-O?
Who?
Matt Lott.
Is that Tio?
Tio.
Matt Lott.
27.
Yes.
714.
Ah!
It's 12.
No. It's not what this says. It's 712 right now. Good morning.
High today of 92 degrees.
How are the roads out there? They good?
They're looking good, but I got to tell you about this sinkhole over in the eastern side of town. General Marshall Street Northeast at Central Avenue. There is a sinkhole, and there are restrictions around that sinkhole. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Big show today on Tao's birthday. We got slow motion theater.
Yes.
We'll do that after 8 o'clock. We'll talk Olympics coming up around 7:30. We'll talk some Pokemon Go here in a little bit. 585 Live. Text the show. Say what's up. Chime in. Say happy birthday, Tia.
Woo!
Tia. Celebrating. We're going to be up at the top of Sandia Mountain with Hugh later.
Tonight, midnight. Be there. Be square.
We're going to have a fish fry.
What?
With Hugh.
No.
You don't like fish fries?
No, I've never really been a part of one.
I don't know.
Fish fries are fun, man.
He already prepared the fish.
You get that, you get the beer batter at the store, a little box of beer batter.
Hey, family show.
And it doesn't have beer in it, okay?
That's what you
said.
Just
call it beer batter.
Okay.
Why do they call it beer batter if there's no beer in it?
I don't know.
Okay.
And man, you just whip that up, put your fish in there, and just cut them up into little nuggets, roll them in the beer batter, and fry them up. Oh, just, my dad and I used to have some great fish fries. Up in Montana. Beautiful. All right, I'd like to talk about this woman in Texas who was having a rough time. She was going through, a lot of you right now, going through a rough time. I know you are. Struggling financially. Well, maybe this will give you a little bit of hope. This woman, she walked into a jewelry store. She had two kids with her.
Oh.
She had to sell her gold necklace.
Oh, my gosh. Why would this give us hope? We're like, this woman's life is awful. Maybe you'll feel better about your awful life.
Mm-hmm.
When the owner asked why she was selling it, she said she didn't want to. It was a gift from her mom.
Oh.
But she needed the money. So here's what the owner of the jewelry store did. First, he asked how much she wanted for it and gave her exactly what she asked for.
Wow.
In cash.
Wow.
Then he handed the necklace back to her.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, keep it. Apparently, his first name is Noah, and the store is just outside of Dallas.
He has the head of a camel.
What?
The guy in Texas does.
He does? Is he okay?
He's all right. Strange. We don't know his last name because he wants to remain anonymous. We don't know her name either, but she looks like she's about 30. We're only hearing about it because he showed the surveillance footage to a friend who posted it online, and now it's racked over 10 million views on Facebook. First, it shows her walk in, hand him the necklace, then you see him count out the money, and when he hands the necklace back, she gets very emotional, reaches over the counter, and hugs him.
Wow.
Turns out the owner is a Syrian refugee, and he says his family wouldn't be here if people hadn't shown them the same type of generosity. So he told her to come back if she's ever in a tough spot again.
Dang. That's awesome.
Yep.
Yes, I understand.
That is what it's all about, people.
That is what it's all about.
Gosh.
It's not easy.
Later today, I'm going to walk into a jewelry store.
No, stop it.
What?
No, because what's going to happen is going to be like, this was my grand peaches. It's priceless. I'm looking for 500. They're like, we'll give you $40. And you're going to be like,
thank you.
Okay. Well, I just told a lie that I'm hard up, so I got to do it.
Nah.
Are you going to give me back the necklace now? Oh! Gone forever.
Forever.
It's amazing, man.
That is really incredible.
Here is the man, the Syrian refugee, talking about helping this woman.
It seemed like she was sad, and there's a tears in her eyes. I let her tell me how much she wanted to sell it, and I gave her exactly what the money she wanted. I didn't think about it. I grabbed the money and gave it to her. If I had her number, I'll call her back and see if she needs more money or she needs more help. I feel better. That's enough. Better than a lot of money. It doesn't matter her religion you are. It doesn't matter where you're from. This is our humanity. Everybody should do that.
What you laughing at,
Steve-O? What are you doing?
I guess I didn't realize Borat owned a pawn shop.
Wow, Steve-O.
What?
I tell her, okay, you, well, I like necklace.
He's
and
a Syrian refugee.
Hello.
What did you think Syrian sounded like?
Okay, bye-bye.
What a great guy.
He is a great guy.
Think about it. If the world was like this Syrian refugee, what would the world really look like? It would be amazing.
I have a pretty good idea of what the world would look like. I gotta go.
Yeah, just go ahead and set your
hold on, my agent's
down.
Calling me.
Just see if you could set him down real
quick. Tiny phone. Hello?
Oh, that's not your agent. That's the FCC phone.
Okay, hold on. This is just hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Ron Bell?
Wrong number. Okay, bye-bye.
I've got another case against me?
Gosh.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Ron.
Hmm. Yep. Isn't it so much better to give than receive?
It really is.
It just feels so good. I bet you that guy, after he did that, I bet you he just felt like he could conquer the world.
Yeah.
Because that's how you feel. You feel so good. But when someone gives you a gift, I don't know. Sometimes it can feel okay, but
you know what?
It's never like when you give.
Everybody give me a gift today.
Yes. Yes.
And then I'll tell you tomorrow how I feel.
I don't have your gift yet because it's not here yet. I'm hoping it gets here today.
That would be solid.
I've had his gift for a solid week, just don't waiting
feel bad.
In my office.
I ordered Steve-O's gift, and it still hasn't come in.
My birthday was only his was almost 27
ago.
Days ago.
His birthday still hasn't come in. So now I've got a plan, and it's an even better plan.
Oh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it does involve murder.
Okay, all right.
None of us will be implicated.
Dude, my children all week have just been staring at Teo's because it's just been in the office, and I'm like, don't touch it! Don't not allowed to touch it. That's not ours. It's Teo's. They're like, why don't you give it to him? His birthday isn't until Friday. Yes, he totally knows what it is because I had to send him a photo because the person who shipped it didn't do the best job shipping it.
Well, at least they shipped it. The people that I ordered your birthday gift from haven't even shipped it yet.
Man.
They're just like, huh? What?
Shout out to the live line. Somebody in Weatherford, Oklahoma said, hey, man, that story was very nice.
You know they didn't.
Yeah, they did, right? There.
Yeah, they really did.
They really did.
They just said very nice.
Very nice.
Whatever, it's in quotations. I knew what they meant. Thanks, Oklahoma. I love you.
Love you too, man.
You're not from Oklahoma.
I love you guys.
However, my dear friend Steve, which by the way, prayers for my buddy Steve. And Teo's buddy, Steve. Did you see Steve Lunsford's post this week about his ears?
No.
Okay, check it out, musicians. Maybe you're younger. I got after my kids this week because they love listening to music super loud in their earbuds. Our dear friend Steve Lunsford, a lot of Starmie members would know him as the drummer from Sly's Alter Ego and later Rockwell Social, got fitted for hearing aids this week.
How old is he?
He is younger than us.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. He's the drummer from Sly's Alter Ego and Rockwell Social.
Hearing aids.
He uses in-ears. He's only getting one, probably because drummers and or rhythm section, I think, really, or most of us, when you're sporting in-ears, you usually will keep one out, right? So you can kind of hear the room mix, and then you can hear like the mix in your ears. Yeah.
Wow.
He's getting a hearing aid this week because
see, that's what I'm scared about.
Damaged his ears.
Yeah, every once in a while, because my headphones, I've turned them down quite a bit, but back in the day, I used to blast my headphones.
What'd you say?
I used to blast my headphones.
Yeah.
It looks like you're saying bounced.
You know what's going to be hilarious?
Blast.
What? What are you talking about?
What's going to happen is we're going to be rich and famous when we're in our 80s.
Amen.
Because they're going to do a reality TV show. It's going to be the three of us. We're going to be in an old folks' home.
Just
and we're
name
all
it, claim
be
it, Steve.
Pretty much mostly deaf.
Yeah.
Because I agree. I'm always worried. We wear headphones
Do you
constantly.
Guys get the ringing sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll just be doing day-to-day things, and all of a sudden my ear will go, boo. That can't be good.
No, of course it can't be good.
37 and boo.
It's going to be a great reality TV show.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy that goes, because my mother-in-law, Nana Jo, that's all she does is go, what?
What?
What? Pardon me?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I've already lost the majority of my hearing.
Oh, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't hear anything you say, and then you got to repeat yourself four times.
T.O.
Ugh. Anyways.
No!
What?
Another really, really great musician friend of ours who's like one of the greatest human beings on the planet did a hearing test last year and the doctor told him that he'll need hearing aids in the next 3 to 5 years.
Who is
great.
It?
I don't even want to say.
Clopey?
Yeah. I don't want to say. Yes.
My ear hurts right now.
Guys!
I think mine just fell off.
We're all going to be... Oh, no.
Somebody else.
We're going to be those... What?
What'd you say?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. My poor wife, she already does that because I'm a mumbler and I talk a certain way.
My wife is
and she's constantly like, I can't understand you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I cannot understand you, Steven.
It's awful when I'm like shouting.
But you know, technology's great, man, because
it is.
Those hearing aids, they're
fantastic.
Great.
Yeah I don't want that though. Grandma Precious. She's so lovely.
She's
got hearing aids.
Beautiful.
And that's my bride's grandma. But like if you get close and hug her, you sometimes like there's feedback. Like have you guys ever noticed that?
Oh yeah.
It's like, well, and I'm like, oh, but it doesn't harm her because, well, that's why she's got hearing aids. And I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna be old. People are gonna hug me, and then there's gonna be feedback, and it's gonna be like that one time at that one show, and everybody's like, ooh.
Yep. You're exactly right.
Nobody's gonna hang out with me anymore.
Yeah, be careful, kids.
Be careful what you wish
down,
for.
Turn down the volume on your
Walkmans.
You got a Walkman,
turn
you turn that,
down
that volume
these
down.
Voices inside my head.
Who sings that?
Bonnie Raitt.
Yes, classic.
Yeah. She is a wicked awesome guitar player.
She is.
Yeah, from Boston. Hey, coming up, can we talk about Brooklyn, my hometown?
No.
Yep.
All right. One of the greatest heroes of all time made his way to Brooklyn, New York, and Brooklynites are furious.
That's stupid.
Yeah,
Brooklynites are stupid.
Apparently they are. I do not claim Brooklyn for this moment.
You shouldn't.
I'm not going to.
This is dumb.
It is very dumb.
This is dumb stuff.
Got to talk about that coming up.
Today is a very special day. Today is August 12th.
Yeah, it's Tao's birthday. It's the greatest day in the history of mankind.
Happy my birthday, everyone.
This morning, we're learning all about Tao.
33 years ago, a stork dropped off this child.
And that's not all the stork dropped off, because it also had to use the restroom.
Today is Tao's birthday. You know him as Tao, or Tio, or Tao. Matt Lott loves Spider-Man.
Yeah!
At the ripe age of 33, he loves comic books.
Yeah!
His favorite person on the Morning Invasion... Dex Todd.
What?
Matt Lott worked for an oil and energy company.
I didn't make this.
He was president of Lott Trucking, Inc.
Amen.
In 2002, Matt Lott became an emergency coordinator. Topics he enjoyed researching included terrorism.
What?
Matt Lott. The more you know about Matt Lott. Tio. Tao. Happy birthday, Matt Lott.
Thanks. Some of that was confusing.
How many of these did you make?
Man.
I need to clarify.
So many. I'm
trying to remember how many you made for my birthday.
when I was searching for terrorism,
pretty sure it rhymes with zero.
During those formative years, it was to learn how to stop it. Because I had a feeling it was going to be a growing threat.
Yeah. I really did this for his birthday present because I feel bad that I didn't bring a birthday present today.
Oh, that's true. That's better because I got a Punisher action figure, which is way cooler than...
Yeah, see?
Dude, but
would you rather have those or Punisher action figure?
Let me ask you this, Dex. Yes.
Okay. We got to take a break. Olympics. We'll talk about them. Steve-O is going to talk about Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn.
Where
you
grew
dumb...
up. Be right back.
The Morning Invasion.
We love you.
Speaking of, we just got this on the live line. I'm sure it goes hand in hand with what you just did, jerk. I love how relatable Dex is. He always takes the time to respond to messages on Facebook or text.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's so down to earth. Thanks, Death. Dex, Tao is Death. Awesome, too.
Tio. Tio.
No mention of me.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on? Today.
Saying she knows many Americans are frustrated.
If I am fortunate enough to be your president, I will have your back every single day that I serve.
Hillary Clinton detailing her plans for the U.S. economy at a Detroit-area aerospace company.
The Drug Enforcement Administration's not going to remove marijuana from its list of the most dangerous drugs.
Arizona may let people decide if it should be legal to smoke pot.
Macy says it will heighten its own brand with exclusive products and an improved shopping experience, as well as reallocate investments to its higher-performing stores and digital business. The company has yet to announce which stores will be closing.
Slight drop in the number of Americans needing unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims declined by 1,000 to 266,000.
In Las Cruces, New Mexico, this is when the air will be full of the smell of roasted green chili peppers.
Syria's military is denying allegations chlorine gas was used, bombing an area of Aleppo, saying rebels fabricated the story, though a UN envoy says there is evidence.
AAA Foundation reporting over 200,000 crashes have been caused by road debris in the past 4 years, and 500 people died in those crashes.
Wow. So lighthearted in the news today.
Light going on, guys.
Smelling that green chili out there.
Happy my birthday.
It's that time.
7:38.
High today of 92 degrees.
How are the roads?
Roads are looking good. That's your look at traffic?
Traffic!
Text us, 585, live.
Nighthawk just texted us.
What's Nighthawk up to?
Nighthawk says, I know it's not New Music Tuesday, but I really liked the last two songs. Please increase their rotation frequency.
Toja, it's Super Custom Playlist Day.
Teo put together the playlist. Super Custom Playlist today.
It's his birthday playlist, y'all.
Because I arrange it every day for Morning Invasion, but I kind of stick to some guidelines.
Yeah.
And today I threw the guidelines out the window.
I love these
See,
days.
That's what makes you a great music director, because it's not about your personal taste.
Truth.
It's
Truth.
About the audience. It's yeah. about what they want.
It's important. It's important. A lot of people get mad at me. And by a lot of people, I mean Thebes and Bill Peterson, two people get mad at me for playing Toby Mac. But a lot of people like Toby Mac.
Toby Mac!
Plus that weird... like dead ghost girl in the corner makes me play Toby Mac too.
Okay.
I wish she'd go away.
No. What's happening?
Weird.
Oh, man. Gosh. Why are the lights flickering right
what?
Now? What? Mm-hmm. Guys, the Olympics. Let's check in, see what's happening.
Is this water polo?
Whoa.
Whoa. That was the Armenian weightlifter who dislocated his elbow.
Dex.
It was awful. I don't know if you guys
Wait,
saw that.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, he was CrossFitting like Teo does.
Teo.
And he went to, what do you call it? The jerk. He was doing the jerk.
Yep.
And when stop he tried
talking.
To.
Oh, wait. Stop talking. Please.
When he jerked it up, his elbow just popped right out.
Okay, I'm going to go lie down.
Guys, have you guys ever heard of the grid?
Is that a CrossFit term?
Or an 80s movie?
So check this out. The grid. Imagine that there was a league where they combined CrossFit with American Gladiators.
What?
Wow.
It's called The Grid. And Dylan from Bear Canyon is on his way to Utah to begin training for the LA Grid team.
What? Wow.
Straight
up. Is this
up.
A brand new thing, or has it been going on for a while?
It's only been going a few years. It's really, really crazy.
So it's a combination of gladiators and CrossFit?
Yes.
American
So they
gladiators.
Fight each other?
Well, dude, American Gladiators. They got the tennis ball gun.
That was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
American Gladiators.
Are you kidding me? Nitro?
I'm not describing it very well.
Christy and I used to live... Like our backyard's connected to ice and nitro.
No way.
Yeah, from American Gladiators.
Wow.
We would always like
really?
Look out there and they had two giant Great Danes and we were like, hey, ice and nitro.
All right, check this out.
I'm serious.
Look, the LA Reign, that's where Dylan's going.
Oh, wow.
That's the name of the, I'm trying to find some game. That's Jason Sudeikis. Okay, look, so they do CrossFit movement here. Here, if you'll pull the audio up.
And the lead slightly... favoring the
okay
folks
so they're doing those are really heavy weights or whatever
wow,
they do
look
this
at those ladies.
They're trading off team wise
those ladies
and then look
are crazy
so now she's off doing win. These pull-up things
but it looks like a CrossFit competition
it is but it's a league and it's a game
so it's kind of like running the gauntlet at the end
yes.
of American
yes
drops the red flag.
That
oh,
looks pretty cool.
Flag on
so
the
they're
play.
Not fighting each other.
Dude, these people,
they're so ripped.
See a derailing or see a team doing something differently.
When are you going to be a part of the tail?
Never. Never in this world or in this existence will I do it. Maybe on a different plane of reality, but I can't know that right now. I can't know it, guys.
Mm. That's pretty interesting.
This consciousness is limited to this dimension.
Tell your buddy I said good luck.
He's on his way. He's like on a flight.
Good for him, man. If you could tell me how it went, that'd be great.
I'll let you know. Let me look into the future.
Well, we're to Olympics. Back
it went
to the Olympics.
Great. Good. It went great.
Good. A Chinese swimmer lost out on the bronze medal to a Canadian. And a Canadian TV commentator actually said this into an open mic. That little 14-year-old from China dropped the ball, baby. Too excited, went out like stink, died like a pig. Thanks for that.
What?
Cool.
Those Canadian commentators, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Usain Bolt, which next week we kick off track and field. A lot of people, he's the Michael Phelps of track and field.
Yes.
Apparently, Usain Bolt hates onions, loves Skittles, and his favorite show is The Big Bang Theory.
I like both of the first two things. Hate onions, love Skittles. I don't care about that TV show.
And Fiji won its first medal ever, a gold in rugby. Rugby sevens? What's rugby sevens?
That's a cool game that you play in the neighborhood.
Yeah, man.
Growing up with other children, it involves BMX bikes, shovels, and a ghost.
Okay. For all the talk of the grossness in Rio, excuse me.
So yeah, excuse
disgusting.
Only one Olympian has gotten sick so far.
Okay.
A Belgian sailor.
I believe in you today.
I really
think
do.
It's pronounced
It's Friday. Sailor. You know, Friday's that day where you're just like, I'm coming in late.
Evie Van Acker fell ill after racing in a polluted bay. They told you not to go underwater.
Didn't help that sailor was three sheets to the wind, am I right? Sailor joke.
You don't want to tell any sailor jokes.
No.
They get salty.
And Simone Manuel became the first African-American woman to win an individual medal in swimming, and it was a gold.
Hey!
Beautiful. I love it. Now, this was interesting. The U.S., now, if you win a gold medal in the United States, they give you a bonus. The United States of America gives you a bonus.
What kind of bonus are we talking about?
A money bonus.
A monetary bonus?
Cash.
How much cash?
How much you think the United States gives?
Probably at least $150.
$25,000.
Yes, Steve.
Wait, are you being serious?
Really? 25 grand.
I totally guessed that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 25 grand. Well, if you are representing Singapore and you win gold, you get $753,000.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Is that depending on the strength of the yen?
Yeah, well, look at Singapore. I mean, they give the most bonus money.
Is it ironical that the Americans get $25,000 and a place called Singapore gets $753,000? Maybe it's because they know the odds of actually winning a gold are slim. So they're like, we'll give you $753,000 because we're all Singapore.
Singapore's China, right? China's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Gold medal count.
Yeah, they are. That's second? China. Yeah, they're doing pretty good. They have, let's see, in the medal count, they have 11 gold. So 11 people are getting $753,000. Indonesia, you get a bonus of $383,000.
Gosh!
Let's see, Italy, $185,000. France, you get a $66,000 bonus.
How far down are the Americans on that list?
Almost all the way down.
Okay.
Yeah. United States, you get 25 grand. Germany, 20,000. Canada, you get a $15,000 bonus. In Australia, you get a $15,000 bonus. Yeah. Yep, that's a lot of bonus money, guys.
Yeah. Crazy. You think?
Yeah, and the medal count right now, of course, we're ahead. United States leads with 38 medals. We got 16 gold. Five of them were gold yesterday. So we're leading the overall medal count with 38. The gold medal count was 16. We also have more silver medals than anyone else. China in second, Japan in third, Russia in fourth, and Great Britain is in fifth place. Very excited. Michael Phelps collected his fourth gold medal at the Olympics in the 200-meter individual medley. So that's his 22nd career gold. Wonder how much Michael Phelps is worth.
Okay. Gosh.
Let's Google it.
$150 million.
This is a lie. Are a lie.
Let's Google it.
Our dear friend Stefan Crisholm.
He was
from
worth
Amberlin.
$40 million.
Yeah, not worth $40
million. Yeah, sure.
He works in ministry here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Well, of course he does. That's his passion. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, that's just his passion project.
I mean, just because you're filthy rich doesn't mean you just don't do anything the rest of your life.
We talk about rich.
That's true. That's true.
Good guy.
Speaking of filthy rich, Dolph Lundgren just joined the cast of Arrow. Did you guys see that?
Man, he must be doing really well.
He's obviously
another passion
project. I can do anything I want because I'm so rich from the 80s. Yeah.
If you were rich in the 80s, you were really rich.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know, man. I feel bad for like 80s rich people because they were like, man, we made a killing. I did 147,000 episodes of MacGyver. They paid me $12,000 for all the seasons combined.
Yeah.
Nighthawk asks if we're adjusting for the exchange rate.
Yes.
Yes. Everything is always adjusted for the exchange rate. We keep on top of that like sandwiches
butter.
On decks.
Like butter on a grilled cheese sandwich. And Michael Phelps just broke a 2,168-year-old record. His name that held it for over 2,100 years was Leonidas.
Pontius Pilate.
Of Rhodes.
Yeah.
Leonidas of Rhodes. And Michael Phelps just beat it. Yep, he did. Congratulations. You are the greatest Olympian in ever. In the history. The world. I was trying to tell my kids yesterday that they'll probably never see another athlete like Michael Phelps.
Yeah, people say that all the time.
No, I think he's right.
We haven't seen an Olympian like Michael Phelps since 152 BC?
Yeah, since before Jesus.
152 BC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Olympics. I mean, do you think we've ever seen anyone like MJ?
No. I think he's
Mary
Jane? I mean Michael Jordan, sorry. Oh. Because there's multiple MJs. And I'm like, well, Michael Jackson, I would kind of say yes. Because I think JT is kind of, you know. When your name is just two initials and everybody can know who you are, I mean, that's a feat.
Yeah.
Good on you,
I
JT.
I immediately knew you were talking about Michael Jordan, though.
Yeah. Have we seen anybody since MJ? Have we?
I don't think so.
You don't think Kobe came close?
See, I've seen the video.
Good old Kobe.
They look very similar. But no, they're not the
skill
same.
Set, not the same.
Not the same, I'm sorry.
Good old Kobe's.
No. Michael Jordan, the best.
He's the GOAT.
He's the man.
Yeah, the greatest of all time. What are you, not a hip-hopper like me? Sorry, I was raised in Brooklyn. Got to talk about my people.
I thought
you
meant the animal that Dex likes so much. No, goats.
The sloth.
It's the year of the GOAT.
The GOAT.
I love sloths.
You got Phelps. Who else is the GOAT this year? Can there be more than one GOAT? If you are the GOAT, wouldn't you be the GOAT?
Yeah, you'd be the GOAT. You'd be the GOAT.
Are there categories for being the GOAT?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's check in, see what's happening down in Rio.
Now, from the Summer Games in Rio.
Wait, so Carl is missing?
He wasn't in the hotel.
Who's going to do sound?
I'm just going to do it.
Oh, hi. Live from Rio. We're trying to find our sound guy. Did we ask the police?
I don't speak Portuguese.
Anyway, so we're ramping up for the games. We'll keep you posted. What happened? Enough with these mosquitoes. God.
I hope they find Carl.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Dude. He's such a nice dude.
Speaking of Carl.
Yeah.
Carl hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah. Carl, I became his friend yesterday.
He commented and he said, when we're in New York, Steve-O, we need to hang out.
Speaking of New York.
That makes me very happy.
Let's talk Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn! Yeah, you know, raised in Brooklyn. It's like my home. Me and Notorious B.I.G., we were like, check it out. Bed-Stuy, Do or Die. Huge fan.
He was from Muncie, Indiana.
Stop talking. So, Captain America, one of the greatest heroes of our time. He punched Adolf Hitler in the face!
That's a fact.
He is a hero! He single-handedly stopped World War II in 1944.
What?
Marvel unveiled its 13-foot bronze statue of the superhero. We saw that at San Diego Comic-Con. But Captain America, he's from Brooklyn. In fact, his statue on the bottom says, I'm just a kid from Brooklyn. Brooklyn! So finally, Captain America made his way back home. He made it back to Brooklyn. He showed up this last Wednesday in Prospect Park in honor of Cap's 75th anniversary. But according to the New York Post, some Brooklyn residents are unhappy about the statue. Yeah!
What?
One resident quoted by the Post argued that it was harming the, quote, serenity and calmness in the beauty of this pack. That's more Boston. End quote.
But isn't it a place for pigeons?
Stop it. Paper also reported that green activists were furious and picketed because the park is supposed to be, quote, a non-commercial zone. All right, we got zoning issues out here. You got your people coming in. You got Marvel coming in. Listen to me. Take an issue with a corporation like Marvel. Having a presence in a public park in Brooklyn.
Pack.
Dude, people are seriously, like, upset. Look at this statue, guys.
That's a beautiful statue.
Gosh! Here's what's upsetting, and I'm kind of nervous about it. They won't have to be worried for too long, because in 2 weeks, it's moving to the plaza outside the Barclays Center. I went there with my boy, Thigpen, who I believe is listening.
in Bed-Stuy. Do or die!
Hi, Brandon.
Shout out to my boy Thickpin.
Shout out!
One of the greatest bearded humans in all of existence. It's him and Galifianakis.
And Dex.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that beard's come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. I like the gray, man. I wish I had gray like that. You look wise.
Thanks, man.
Like, you could give advice and people would be like, that guy knows stuff.
That guy knows stuff. I was at the park the other day and I said, hey, I know stuff.
In 2 weeks, it's moving to the Barclays Center. Statue will stay there till late September before migrating outside a new Bed Bath & Beyond in Sunset Park at some point in late October. I think when we're out there, the statue's not going to be on display.
Oh, no.
And I'm kind of freaking out, unless it's going to be at NYCC, which would make sense. So anyways, there was a ceremony in the park, and New Yorkers were angry. They're like, this guy's not our hero.
Angry.
You know who's our hero? A-Rod.
Spider-Man.
A-Rod's our hero.
They want a statue of A-Rod?
Nah, I doubt it. Today is A-Rod's final game. You guys realize that?
No.
What's that?
They had, like, no place for him anymore on the Yankees, and the Yankees were like...
Who are the Yankees?
Calling it a day, guys. And they called it a day, and I think today is his final game ever in pinstripes.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for that update.
Come on, Brooklyn. It's Captain America.
It's Captain America. Come on.
Yeah, mine was way more Boston. My Brooklyn is not so good. I moved.
From Boston.
Yeah, I know. But I moved from Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like so long ago that the accent just like died.
That makes
sense. Can you not lie on my birthday?
I can't. I can't not.
You just told a lie.
You're right. I love you, Captain America.
Love you too, Brooklyn. Man.
Love you, Brandon.
I love you, Thickpin.
All right, we got to take a break. What do you want to do next for your birthday?
Slow motion theater.
Okay, we'll do it next.
The Morning Invasion.
What do we want to accomplish in the next 6 months? Do we want to go after ultimate power in radio?
Okay.
Do we want to be that morning show?
I think our goal should be to ascend... And take over the world.
Like levitate?
No,
just definitely levitation.
It's starting to sound a little...
It's levitation ish.
Yeah, a little weird.
Little cray-cray.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning.
You know what's funny?
What?
This song is playing in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. This is my favorite Amber Lynn song.
It's one of my favorites, too.
I'm just joking. I love them all.
Yeah. 805. I don't know about Hi to Dave 92. I don't know that I have a favorite Amber Lynn song.
What?
I mock and joke all day long, but Steven, gosh, all of the guys, such a phenomenal band.
Beautiful band.
My favorite record is kind of odd. Nah, you know what? I take that back. Finn is hands down my favorite song.
Finn?
Yeah, it's still to this day. Not much holds a candle to that song. Cities was such a brilliant record, and it's like nostalgia wise, that's probably the quote best. But my favorite actually is Dark as the Way, Light as a Place.
That's my favorite.
No, it is not. You don't even know that record.
I do.
No, really? Name two songs from that record.
My favorite Amber Lynn is still Cities. Hands down.
Yeah, Cities is a brilliant record.
Judgment Comes Tomorrow.
That's close. That's no. If you meant, I think
the finish
you meant Impossible.
Line. Is here.
I think what you were trying to say was impossible.
And also Deny.
None of those. Yeah, none of those.
Impossible is it's a good song.
That whole record was fantastic. It was just a cool time.
Very cool.
So,
yep.
Cities, of course, is their best, 2007. But it's not my favorite.
Well, it's pretty good, though, man.
Oh, dude, it's a brilliant record.
You can't deny the brilliancy of it.
Okay. You need to leave.
No, you need to leave. How are the roads?
Huh?
Roads okay?
Sorry, I'm getting a lot of happy beating.
I know you are.
I know.
You got to post some of those pictures.
My mom is sending me pictures from when I was a kid. Just a quick rundown of the pictures. There's a Silverhawks birthday party. In one, I'm opening a Dino Rider.
Yep.
And another one, I'm opening GoBots. And one, I'm sleeping with my Optimus Prime toy.
Yeah.
It's legit. I've been legit since 1304.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a bit of congestion on 25 southbound. Also, that's about it. That's your look at traffic.
traffic.
Why'd you make me do a traffic break right after I was...
In the next set, can we listen to the new Beck? Because I think that's my favorite song in the universe right now.
Wow.
I've listened to it like 140
times.
It's
a pretty good song.
What is it?
The new Beck.
I've been listening to that new Green Day.
Gosh.
I mean, Toby Mac.
Guys, it's time.
The Morning Invasion brings
Love
you
it!
Slow Motion Theater.
Oh, cars on fire.
Here's what happens. We slow down the show. We take pieces, elements, audio from the show.
Right.
And we slow them down. We half speed them. And it's pretty funny just to hear us be in slow mode.
You're slow mode.
First.
Would that make us... Never mind. You know what?
Yeah.
There are very few times in my career that I will ever actually stop and not say what was on my brain.
Wait, is that happening right now?
That just happened. What? I had a really good one, guys.
It is my birthday!
I will totally... I will text it to you.
Happy my birthday, you everyone. Will.
You will thank me.
This is the start of something beautiful.
I thought before I spoke.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Our email is going to be empty for once.
Okay, here we go. We're kicking it off with our friend, our colleague.
There you go.
Brian Nixon.
Mm.
He's been joining us this week for Olympics.
Oh, my God.
Olympics.
You know that was good. Sorry.
Records. I can tell you my two favorite Cure albums, Disintegration and Head on the Door.
Come on. I have Disintegration on vinyl.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Disintegration
you
is...
Got, yeah.
Hey, of course. Even non-Cure fans but are
we're,
like,
we're
dude,
supposed to be talking about Olympics.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're talking
the gold medal
I love
of
the
big hair and makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Fat Bob.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, okay. Concerning the Olympics, because
yes.
Don't get me started on music, because I could go on a rabbit trail
exactly.
That would never end. So I have two words for you guys. Ready?
Yes.
I mean, with Michael Phelps.
Fire sale.
Get
rid of everybody.
Katie Ledecky, all those are fabulous.
Yeah.
But I have one word for, two words for you.
I think I know. I well, think I know.
No, wait.
Okay, wait. You guess.
Go ahead, guess.
I'm going to say Kristen Armstrong.
No. My two words are ping pong.
Ping pong?
Ping pong.
Guys, wait, hold on.
Wait.
Hold on.
I believe it's
hold on.
Table.
It is. It is table tennis. And this is my whole point. So now that we're talking about Olympics, I'm watching Olympics and I'm going,
Olympics.
There's got to be something interesting because, you know, Michael Phelps, Katie Ledecky, all these people are going to win.
Brian sounds great.
And then I thought, but what would be, wouldn't it be just absolutely amazing if someone from a non-Asian country actually won ping pong or table tennis.
Did they?
No.
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 So I'm sitting there watching it.
Pastor Brian.
Two ladies, one from China and I think one from South Korea. And they're
what they're
like phenomenal.
Oh, it's the coolest thing.
It's like the way they handle that ball, it's spinning. It's absolutely over the top amazing.
Gosh. Oh, Brian, you sound great.
He's the best one.
Oh
he
man.
Is. He is the best slow mo. Entire segment was about ping pong, guys. Ping pong and the Olympics.
You know who else would be great to do slow-mo to? Jarrett Petro.
Oh, yeah.
If we could ever get him back in here.
That's a good call. Yep.
Man.
Yeah, you could listen. You know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, maybe on the podcast, you can listen to our show in a whole new way. You could just slow us down. If you have iTunes, you can actually slow us down. And some of our listeners love doing it.
Don just said that Beenix takes first place.
Yeah, that was the best slow motion.
The greatest slow motion theater of all time.
And they hit the balls in the spin.
That was the... I was in high school again and just staring at my friend going, what is he saying?
Well, speaking of Don, yesterday on the show, contacted Don so Teo could talk to little Johnny Danger.
Oh, no.
And things, well, things got a little crazy.
Hello?
Oh. Hey, can I speak to Johnny?
Yeah, he seems to make, but that's
what we need to talk to him. It's really important. Dex got to talk to all his kids on the radio. I need to talk to Johnny.
Yeah.
Should I put him on speaker?
Yeah,
sure. Speaker maybe, or...
Yeah, I am going to talk to Johnny.
Radio, then.
Okay, you do it.
Are we clear?
Uh-oh. Yeah, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Right. He's so drunk.
It's okay, buddy. I know. I know, buddy.
Johnny just got back from like a 3-week bender. God.
Johnny, I know, bud. I know.
So concerned about his life.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm sad about my birthday, too.
Oh, my gosh. Just. Oh, my gosh.
I bumped him in the face when I was getting up away from him.
Is this an episode of Cops?
I heard they got to
We're
come back
to We're in the trailer park. I can see it all clearly.
Johnny, it's okay, bud.
Poor guy. He just real disappointed.
Johnny. Wow. We gotta talk about your taxes.
Yes, so awful.
We gotta talk about it. I know I don't want to either.
He's been running from the law.
Little Johnny Dan. Saw him yesterday. He's okay, everybody. He's just fine. Man.
We checked him into a clinic.
Gosh.
He's gonna be okay.
No, you didn't.
What?
Not only did we talk to Jay Danger yesterday,
right.
But we called Caleb, my oldest son.
Man.
And he was skating to school. It was his first day as a freshman at La Cueva.
Hey buddy.
Do you not recognize my voice?
This is Teo. You better not hang up on me again.
That's right, threatening.
And this is your best friend, Steve-O.
Yo!
Did you think it was Steve-O? And you were like...
Oh, no. I thought it was like one of my friends using someone's phone.
You need to talk to us.
Oh, dude.
We need to sit down.
Caleb,
welcome to the show.
Every single year, Caleb, it's her tradition.
It's her tradition.
Okay? We talk every year, first day of school. We've been doing it since you were in kindergarten.
Oh, man, you're that dad.
I am.
You are so emotional.
I know.
I'm so emotional, baby.
You're finally in high school, son. You've made it.
You're going to my alma mater, yo. I went to La Cueva. Are you excited?
Kinda.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean,
a little nervous. That,
you know what? Actually, that's the perfect answer. You go in there and you don't let anybody intimidate you. It's just because you're a freshman, you know what? Who cares, seniors? Nobody cares. You're cooler than all of them.
Steve, how do you do that?
You go in there with that mentality and you'd be like, you know what? It would be an honor if you hung out with me because I'm Caleb.
I don't know if you want to have that. Amazing. Gosh.
It would be an honor if you want to hang out with me.
Slow motion theater.
Yeah.
The Morning Invasion.
Beenix won the gold medal in Slow Mo Olympics.
Slow okay.
I think I had a buddy try to call during slow-mo, and I said, Dex is doing something. You're going to have to call back.
You know what's funny is yesterday I got a text from a good friend of ours. His name is Aaron Buck Burnett, who said, hey, tell your partner over there that he answered the phone and then kept me on hold for 15 minutes and then just hung up on me.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
When we went to break?
Yeah, that was
the
phone that was yesterday.
Still?
Oh. Yep. So
sorry, Buck.
FYI, that was Buck that you
sorry, man.
Had on hold for a whole 15 minutes.
I didn't mean to.
You got to be more conscientious of our audience.
Hey, sometimes you two just kind of go off and you just go and go and go.
I don't even know what you mean.
Ow. I'm fine.
Did you hit your head?
Nope.
Don't even know what you mean.
338-3700 if you'd like to call the show.
Dave!
You can text as well. 585-LIVE, 585-5483.
Steve, do you have his new number or his newer number? David? Stavali.
Daverly?
Yeah.
I better.
Maybe we could just call
him. I better.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to call. We're going to call Dave, my best friend.
He's your best friend?
We're going to call him.
Yeah, dude.
We've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, long time.
Like how long?
I've known Dave longer than I've known my wife.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Well, see, here's what happened. Back in the day, I had him in my phone as Daverly, and then somewhere along the way, it changed because I said, we're real friends. So I've got his real last name.
Guys, Birga dropped off snacks.
Thanks, Birga.
Yeah, she's going to put me in a sugar coma because she brought me German chocolate cake, which is my favorite cake.
She made it. Her ancestors made it.
Yeah, her ancestors hail from this magical land called Smiths. I hope this is right.
Me too.
Hello?
Happy my birthday! Yeah, happy Matt's birthday!
Hey, what's up?
Happy my birthday. What are you doing?
What do you got? What?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, man, I just got up, you know, I'm hanging out, making some breakfast.
Using the bathroom, aren't you?
No.
I don't know, man. The acoustics in there are amazing.
You're amazing.
But I called earlier to tell you something, and I forgot.
Was
it? Because I couldn't answer because Dex was doing something, apparently.
Oh.
What? I mean, what was it?
Happy my birthday.
Today's your birthday? That's awesome.
We can totally hear the toilet flush, Dave.
That's not my... Oh, my gosh. That's not my toilet.
Oh.
That's okay. A long flushing toilet.
That's crazy. That's wow.
Sound effects, guys.
No, that's pretty
sure
that was
have. We can't afford sound effects.
Dave, are you traveling today?
No, dude, I'm home.
That's good news.
I am home.
Hey, that top secret thing I've been working on, wheels are in motion.
Wait, you can't play... What? What was that?
Well, you know. I don't think I recall any kind of top secret mission. But okay, man, wheels are rolling, bro.
Wheels are rolling.
Rolling.
Gears are turning.
Yeah, my intentions were to call in and pretend like I forgot it was your birthday.
Oh.
And I was just going to string it along, but I forgot. You're one of my only friends that announces his birthday.
Oh, dude.
That's right.
Nuh-uh.
You know it, Steve-O.
Oh, of course I know. Dude, Dex and my birthday were a few weeks ago, and somehow, like, we really didn't get anything, did we? Did we get things?
I've gotten so really many gifts, Dave.
Taya has gotten so many things from Starmy members because he's been announcing it since September.
No, yeah.
Of last year.
I usually start the month after.
And Dave, 2 days ago, he said he'd put curses on people if they didn't drop off presents. So they're like,
so
okay,
it's
cool,
just like all morning long.
It's a real threat.
It's just been crazy.
Cursing is a real threat in this place.
Did you see Chrissy posted last night on his Facebook page? She said something along the lines of, Matt, your birthday is in a few hours, so shut up about it.
I can't help it that she's not happy.
Matt, you really kind of opened my eyes to like what you can do.
Right!
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, trying to help you guys.
There's been a couple friends in my life that have opened my eyes to things that, you know what, I was keeping myself from for no reason.
That's right.
Like, number one, telling people about your birthday. Mm-hmm. And you're like, why do people give me gifts? Maybe they just didn't know. Maybe I didn't tell them. So
everyone?
I actually started announcing, maybe not like 11 months before, but I definitely, the week of, will be like, hey, guess what? This week's my birthday. I'll tell everybody now. Oh. Matt, you're on to something.
No, you need to start doing it earlier.
What?
You got to start doing it earlier. You got to let the people know.
You got to.
Second thing I've learned not to be ashamed of is somebody's got to eat the first of anything, whether it's donuts or cake. Somebody brings it to the office. Somebody's got to eat the first and the last.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why you should be sitting there going, I don't know if I want to be first one to eat. Just go for it, man. Everybody's waiting on somebody, and that somebody could be you. That's my new motto.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Again, love with the fleshing.
Everybody's waiting on somebody. You know,
I love it.
Are you plunging the toilet right now, Dave?
No.
He's not plunging.
All right.
Don't use another sound effect on me now.
Man.
Dave.
I got a special treat, though. Matt, I haven't told you this, but since I met you in 2001 on that fateful day, I've been trying to write a song for you to just honor you, man, like our friendship.
I love it.
And I finally finished it. You guys...
I want to hear it.
Yes. This is great.
I'm a little sick. I'm not going to do it justice, but here it goes. Did you ever know that you're my hero?
This is so good.
I don't think he wrote
that. Everything I would like to be. What do you guys think?
Wait, did you say wind behind beneath what?
The things.
Wind beneath the things.
The wind behind like the things, like the things that are good in the world.
Oh,
that was beautiful, Dave.
You know, you had an eagle thing going. You could have said wings.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think you're onto something. That's
for 15 years. Oh my gosh. I'm so mad.
I know.
What am I gonna do?
You sound so mad.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Don't worry, man. You could have to be with this guy every single day and deal with things like this. A listener on the live line, Starmy member, just chimed in and said, hey guys, Teo is the pretty. Everyone loves with him. Deal with that, skinny and chubby.
What?
With it.
Give me that number.
That really just came in from Silver City, New Mexico.
That's your mom, Steve-O.
Somebody else said, I've remembered Teo's birthday for months because the day Pete's Dragons trailer came out, he let everyone know.
Amen.
Months they've been preparing. Not years like your song, but months.
Feels good.
Years like your song. Guys, just for like frame of reference, my dogs are terrified at that little outburst of anger that I just did. And I actually flushed my real toilet, and nobody heard it.
No, we heard it.
That all those things y'all were doing were sound effects.
Nope.
I don't know. I feel like you were a pooterin'.
Taking a shoey.
Heard it.
All right, Daverly.
Oh, Daverly. Well,
happy my birthday.
I hope you have a great birthday, man.
It's already great. Because of you. I love yous.
All right.
Bye.
I'll see you later.
Bye. Daverly.
A dragon. I swear I saw a dragon.
You know what's funny? He and I think so much alike. That thing about getting the food first. Do you guys remember what happened yesterday at Birga's going away party?
Yeah.
Do you remember who took the food first?
You did.
It's because we were all standing there and everybody was looking around. I said, well, can we go? And they said yes. And I went, whoop.
Yep.
And then Sam from the web department was sitting over there. And I was like, Sam, why don't you get some food? And he goes, oh, no, ladies first. And I'm standing with my plate. And I was like, well, I did bleach my hair, so I guess it counts.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
A dragon, I swear I saw a dragon. His tail lashing, he'll be smashing every shop in town with scaly feet.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Saying she knows many Americans are frustrated.
If I am fortunate enough to be your president, I will have your back every single day that I serve.
Hillary Clinton detailing her plans for the U.S. economy at a Detroit-area aerospace company.
The Drug Enforcement Administration's not going to remove marijuana from its list of the most dangerous drugs.
Arizona may let people decide if it should be legal to smoke pot.
Macy says it will heighten its own brand with exclusive products and an improved shopping experience, as well as reallocate investments to its higher-performing stores and digital business. The company has yet to announce which stores will be closing.
Slight drop in the number of Americans needing unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims declined by 1,000 to 266,000.
In Las Cruces, New Mexico, this is when the air will be full of the smell of roasted green chili peppers.
Syria's military is denying allegations chlorine gas was used, bombing an area of Aleppo, saying rebels fabricated the story, though a UN envoy says there is evidence.
AAA Foundation reporting over 200,000 crashes have been caused by road debris in the past 4 years, and 500 people died in those crashes.
Tonight, midnight. Top of the Sandias. B-Day party with Hugh.
Teo. It's gonna be.
Will Hugh be there?
It's gonna be the party of the century.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's great, man. You know, we were just hanging out talking to Hugh the other day, and he said, yeah, I'm just, you know, filming up on top of the Sandias.
He doesn't sound like that. He's from Australia. You gotta do his Australian accent.
He said, okay. We'll be up there. He said midnight. We'll see you there. Bonfire.
Bon.
No,
did you just call it a bonfire?
No, it's going to be a bonfire.
He said bonfire, okay?
Oh, my gosh. My mom just sent me a picture holding Hot Rod.
Wow.
My original Hot Rod Transformer.
Your pictures are great.
I know. I'm like, man, my mom doesn't have, like, you know.
I look insane.
Really? That's what I love about going home is my basement. In the house I grew up in,
yeah,
everything that was mine as a kid is still there. Just hanging out, just pictures and my Tyra Banks poster.
We don't have the
Tyra Banks poster. You didn't get past me, bud. You didn't get past me.
Leslie saw it. She's like, "You had a Tyra Banks poster." Yeah. Okay. I loved Penny Hardaway.
Okay, leave me alone.
They were dating. Okay.
Whoa.
Good job, Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
All right.
Starmie, you guys are awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful posts and comments and Photoshops and pictures and presents. Teo's gotten 100 presents today.
Thousands of presents.
Mm-hmm. Thousands of them. In fact, we've learned a lot about Teo on his birthday, but there's more.
Today is Teo's birthday.
Teo.
You know him as Teo or Teo
or
Tahoe. In 2005, Matt Lott became an administrator at Google. Matt Lott is a boom operator, a digital imaging technician, guiding light for short film, Telltale Signs, at Disparity by Design. Matthew Lott dabbles in acting. Matt Lott was a server at Cozumel's.
What?
Matt Lott, 1999, was a non-licensed nuclear power reactor operator at Entergy. Matt Lott. The more you know about Matt Lott. Teo. Teo. Happy birthday, Matt.
They didn't
Lott.
Have. They didn't have time for me to wait to get my license. They needed somebody
really,
really fast. I'll tell you what, that was a terrible week.
Gosh.
You guys will never find out about it, though, because I'm sworn to secrecy.
You've dabbled in a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Really happened.
Mm-hmm. You just Google Matt Lott, you can find some great things.
You Google it.
All right, let's see. What do we got on deck here, fellas? Let's talk some Pokemon Go, shall we?
Maybe we should skip it.
Okay, it's your birthday.
I want to talk about it because I know you guys care about it.
I don't anymore, guys.
Wow, you're over it?
I think so. Pokemon!
What's your level?
Get on his level.
Maybe that's what it is. I hit level 20, and that was it. Because now it takes...
So long to hit 21.
50,000 experience points to hit level 21. There's a sand shrew in the studio. I don't know if anybody cares.
Nah, I don't really care anymore, honestly.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yep, Pokemon Go. I guess people are still playing it, right?
People are busy catching Charizards and all these crazy things, and I'm like, ain't nobody got time for that.
Pokemon Go. A lot of bad things have happened since Pokemon Go came out.
Yeah.
A lot of good things, too. 61-year-old guy named Gary Deer opened a shop called Mad Hatter's Ice Cream about 5 years ago. It's in Washington. It's about 80 miles north of Seattle. He's been struggling to keep this ice cream shop open.
Yeah.
Well, then in June, he announced he was shutting down for good. Apparently, Gary Deer got sick. Had to do with a neurological disorder he developed years ago. What? Pokemon, I'm fine. I'm all right.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Wondering.
Gosh.
You had a little blip there.
My gum kind of.
I saw it. Yeah. I looked at it.
I almost swallowed it.
You almost swallowed your whole gum, like your bottom gum by your teeth. I just do that.
Okay. All right.
That's impossible, Dex.
Back to our guy here. So he got sick. He had an illness. He had to close shop, but mostly he had to close shop because he didn't have very many customers. Mm. Well, 2 weeks into the whole Pokemon Go boom, turns out his ice cream shop is a Pokestop.
Perfect.
And all these people, all these Pokemon players started showing up at his ice cream shop and started buying ice cream. What's going on? Yeah, Pokestop. So for the last month, he's been staying open later, and he even had to hire a few more employees to keep up with everybody stopping by. He said that his sales have doubled and even tripled on certain days.
No way.
Dang, he told the local news that he never expected anything like this to happen.
Man.
How cool is that?
Good job, Pokemon.
That's pretty great.
Right?
All right, I'm going to play again.
I could never expect it to end like this. I had no idea what I was doing. Never sold ice cream before. I needed to decompress my brain, get my pain under control. Was fine with keeping the store closed. I really didn't care at the time if I opened it back up. Four guys over there, and they had their phones. And they were taking their phones and doing this, and you could see their hands doing this. And I thought, that's odd. And the next day, there was like six or seven groups of people over there. They're doing the same thing. Next day, there was like 40, 50 people over there. Somebody came in, and I asked him, I said, what is going on?
Playing Pokemon.
He explained the Pokemon thing to me. I went, oh.
Pokey spot.
That's amazing. All because of Pokemon.
A Pokey spot.
Yeah, one woman explained that if you take your kids to a Pokestop across from an ice cream stand, it's impossible to not get ice cream.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you just got to.
Wow, that dude lucked out, man.
Yeah, he was going to close the doors, and then Pokemon Go swooped in and saved the day. That's good stuff. Pretty cool.
My kids still absolutely love Pokemon Go, so we still roll with it.
You dabble.
Our boy, Mr. Bill, said I'm not allowed to give up. And then my boy Dre just sent me a photo of where he's at, and he needs 100,000 XP to rank to the next. This is just crazy. Ain't nobody got time for this. You know what happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened. 0.8 second story. Nate Heitzig happened. He came in, he's like, yeah, but do you know their IV rating? Do you know this? Have you gotten yada, yada, yada? And I'm like, dag, yo. There's so much to this game I just don't have time for. I'm currently on a website trying to find my hidden IV rating for my Geodudes.
Yeah, I was kind of embarrassed the other day because these two geeks were just nerding out on Pokemon Go, Nate Heitzig and Steve-O Jeter over here. And so I pulled up my Pokemon Go because I'm still kind of confused about it. I walked up to Nate and I said, Nate, can you help me? And he looked at me and he goes, what? And he walked away.
Whoa.
And I said, thanks. I just went back into my office.
Did you feel bullied?
A little. I'm okay.
Are you okay?
I'm all right.
Because let me tell you, on my birthday, nobody gets bullied.
That's true.
Thanks,
call
man.
Nate.
I will.
That's why tonight, even though we're going to be at Mr. Bill's and it's really close to a really great park, I'm thinking today's Teo's birthday, not Pokemon's birthday. We will not be frequenting that park. Pokemon! No matter what.
That's right. Teo's birthday.
You hear that, Don? We're not going, Don.
You guys can do whatever you want.
No, it's your birthday.
Okay.
Okay.
But really, we can go?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're going.
My birthday is a day of gift giving for everyone.
Mm.
Thanks, man.
Which is why I brought you guys presents.
What? Oh, yeah. Man.
Did you really?
Yep.
My presents. I can't wait to do this
I've been with you all morning, and it's so gift enoughed.
Wait.
Gift enoughed.
I like that. I like that a lot.
You are a gift.
You are a gift.
I know.
Did you know the name Matthew means gift of God?
I did know that because that's my brother's middle name. Did you know that you share a name with Scotty?
Did you know what Stephen means?
Wait.
First slain.
No, that's not.
That's what it means. Yep.
Not
first
what it means.
Slain.
First slain.
That's not what it means.
No, that's what parents name their kids when they need one to get rid of.
Do you see this Stussy tattoo I got when I was like 15 years old?
Oh my gosh.
Stussy?
You
like
did.
The brand?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Everybody goes, bro, is that a Stussy tattoo? And I go, no, it's a cross and a
Massimo.
Crown with an S that I did with a Bic pen and a needle when I was like 16 years old because I'm ghetto.
It looks like a stick figure with a crown.
Yeah, that's because Steven means crowned one.
It looks like a dancing figure that's on fire.
Wow. I'm going to dance on your figure on fire.
That sounds cool.
Which subsequently caused a fire.
I got 5 tips to guarantee that you're going to get up for your morning workout. Because all of you are so lazy. Who took a cold shower today? Raise your hand.
I can't take showers right now.
How has it been going?
Tattoo.
Good.
Did you see somebody else, I don't know if they tagged us in Facebook or something, but they said that they used to have migraines all the time. And ever since the cold shower... he doesn't have headaches anymore.
Wow. Boom!
Took away the migraines.
Here's the thing. I get in there, and like I'm like not even concerned about doing the cold shower, but I turn the shower cold because it's like, no, it wakes me up better when I turn it cold.
Yep. Wow.
How far are you into this challenge?
Well, this is like week 2 for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Full story. Has watching the Olympics inspired you to get off the couch, start working out?
Kind of a little bit.
Not Dex. But if they have... here are 5 tips to help you get out of bed, get to the gym in the morning, if you have time.
Hi, this is Arnold.
Hey, Arnold. You going to help us out
your
some?
Instructor.
Oh, he's our instructor.
Down. Okay.
Oh. Do your stretches, Dex.
Okay.
Number 1, get enough sleep.
I can't.
This is easier said than done.
Down.
But you're much more likely to get up if you're well-rested in the morning. Here's a tip. Move your alarm clock out of reach so you have to get out of bed
that's
to turn it off.
Idea.
It's a good plan. Unless you have a kid named Johnny who's waiting. Number 2, pair up. Find a friend who's willing to hit the gym with you so you can hold each other accountable. You'll be less likely to bail if you know somebody's relying on you. Dex?
I know.
I'm here for you.
I know.
Steve-O?
I have no excuses right now.
Yeah, girl.
I'm here for both of you.
Hey, you know what? I would poke the bear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But the bear would poke you back so you don't want to?
I don't know. Bear's got claws, man.
Holy
sharp teeth. And I have a very scary new tattoo. What is this? It is August 12th. It is your birthday.
That's right.
For your birthday, I am getting you this gift. And what do you think it takes? A couple weeks for a healing? September 1st, I'll poke the bear.
Okay.
September 1st.
What day
I'll
is
poke
that?
The bear.
Really?
What day is that? September 1st is a Saturday.
Oh, you don't go on Saturday.
I do go on Saturday.
I will go with
in the morning.
You. I will go with you.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to.
Put it on the calendar.
Put it on the calendar.
Saturday, September 1st, 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah, you poked the bear!
Poking that bear!
Because usually Saturdays are the hardest days. Okay,
come
number
on,
3.
Push it! Push it!
Prepare ahead of time. Take a few minutes each night to lay out your workout gear, charge up your phone or your iPod, have your water bottle filled and ready to go.
It's very important.
Number 4, be gentle. In the morning, your body is stiff and tight from sleeping. So do some slow, deep breathing and gentle stretches before you really get moving.
Okay.
And number 5, be honest with yourself.
Be yourself.
Do you hate the drive to the gym? Are you tired from staying up too late? Do you get discouraged because you don't know what kind of workout to do? Just be honest with yourself. A lot of times the obstacles to getting there are really just mental issues that deal with questions like that. It's not so much that you hate working out, it's just that you hate waking up in the morning.
That's true.
Amen.
Or you hate driving there so early in the morning. Or you just hate your coworkers.
Wait, what?
Something like that. And that's why you don't go to the gym.
Your words cut sharper than a ginsu.
They always will. Spend a few minutes thinking about why you have such a hard time committing to your workouts, and then fix it. Might be as something as it could be as simple as ditching the gym membership and just getting a treadmill at home.
But then it's just going to turn into just things. It's something I put my clothes on. It's going to be a clothes rack.
My boy Robo Steve came with me to the CrossFit the other day. He wanted to try something new. He's been just working out casually at the gym for a long time. His partner was Kelly Bransford. Kelly Bransford is a self-confessed terrible gym partner.
She really is.
No, he's a boy.
Oh, what?
Mitch's husband. You know that. Yeah, Kelly was like, he came up to him and he said, I heard Steve went to the gym with you. And I was like, or I said, Steve went to the gym with me. And he's like, yeah, I heard about it. You stole my partner. And I was like, oh, man, my bad. Just come with him. And he said, no, I'm a terrible gym partner.
It's incredible.
But Steve came to the CrossFit, and he loved it. He poked the bear, and he said, this is great.
Good.
This is the change that I've been looking for.
I just can't. Hey-o. I want
to
commit.
And now he's trying to find the change to be able to afford it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But anyway, the thing is, I talked to him about it. I was like, really, it's the community and the accountability. And that's the key. When you have somebody... a group of people that are willing to meet you where you are and help you out, it's great. That's true. Doesn't only apply to the gym. That applies in life.
That's
in
life,
general.
Man.
You're right.
We have to, especially as believers, we have to be willing to meet people where they are.
Mm.
And that's how we establish relationships with those people. And then that's how we can get to where we share the most important relationship in our lives that actually gives hope to other people. But it's just like working out. If you try to fly up in there all on your own and do all the work, you're just going to burn out.
That's true.
Dude, you just crushed that.
Yeah.
I like that. It's real cute. You guys clearly get each other.
We do. And you are cute too, sir.
Wow.
I meant that as a friendship type compliment.
All right, gut check time. That's all I wanted to say.
I'm like, what does that even mean? I don't
know. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I may be calling the wrong number, but I wanted to give feedback. The DJs on Star 88 were asking for feedback. So my feedback is excellent radio station, great promotion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but try not to get hysterical as often.
Take your shoes off and have a seat in the recliner, Steve. That was an Olympic moment.
USA!
All right, hang on.
The loud, hysterical stuff goes too far and loses a lot of people.
Headlines for you.
We got energy for you.
Like, we end up flipping the station because of the stress of the loud hysteria.
Oh, my gosh! Get ready to spend another year regretting every single moment of your life, Steve Owens!
So I'm just asking them... to chillax once in a while and not be quite as funny or stop themselves from laughing hysterically.
There was... because none of us had met him.
I'm going to puke. Stop it.
Don't puke.
Oh, my gosh.
It's something I suffer from, but I have to work at it so I don't lose my family. Okay? God bless you guys.
Bread, bring you tea and bed on a
look
tray.
Look at this cake. Does anyone want some German chocolate? It is my fave. I love it so much. Turns out it's not German, and that's probably a good thing, because they're crazy and they like to do crazy things.
Guys, Pete's Dragon's out today. That's right.
Gonna snag him, gag him, drag him through town.
Whoa!
From the sound
they got real violent.
Those hillbillies, they didn't mess around.
Wrap him in a sack, yeah.
I was always scared of the hillbillies.
Well, yeah.
Into a railroad track.
Man, this is violent.
We'll have you sing in chapel. You'll be the apple of mama's eye.
Oh, gosh.
All your
did you guys know that German chocolate cake is actually from Texas? And that's probably why it's my favorite.
Really?
I mean, I was born there.
I thought I was from Germany.
Nope. It is not. It is from Texas.
Okay, it's a German person from Texas. Okay.
It appeared as the recipe of the day in the Dallas Morning Star, created by Mrs. George Clay, a homemaker from 3831 Academy Drive in Dallas, Texas. Ugh. The recipe used the baking chocolate introduced 105 years prior and became quite popular.
Yeah. Steve-O, will you call
You're
Dawn?
You're a liar!
Yeah.
Call Dawn real quick, if that's okay, Dax.
Oh, of course. It's your show, buddy.
So I guess the baker's chocolate increased as much as 73%. The cake would become a national staple. The possessive form Germans was dropped in subsequent publications, forming the German chocolate cake identity. It used to be called German's chocolate cake.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, I don't know.
In an American, Samuel German developed this baking thing. That's why. His last name was German, so it was German's chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Shortened to German chocolate cake. Originated in Texas, my homeland. And that's why it's the greatest cake on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Dawn real quick. Hold on.
Just give her a quick old call.
Give her a quick call.
Got to get to my favorites list.
Got to get that.
Don't get that.
Just go ahead and give her a quick call.
Got to get that.
It's Tao's birthday today.
It is. We would be remiss if we did not call his bride.
Taran.
For his birthday, so she could offer up the best of wishes.
That's right. If you want the best wishes on your birthday, you have to call your top properties.
Yes. And you have to remind them of said things.
Yep. That's
they don't call you. You call them. Tracy didn't even post to Instagram or Facebook.
Hello?
Dawn.
What?
I know.
Dawn.
Hey.
Quit posting all these photos on Instagram.
No, you know what, Dawn? It's making me very happy. And I feel like you're just doing it because you know that Chrissy didn't post anything on my birthday, so you're one-upping her times 12. And reminding me that there's still people in the world that do stuff for others.
It's not really my fault.
It's my mom's fault.
Mom
I know.
Been giving us all these pictures from when he was smaller.
Oh, I love it.
And once she does that, there's really nothing I can do.
I agree.
The ball is already in motion.
I agree. Yeah, just yesterday, it seems like, Harold posted two incredible photos of Chrissy, to which I immediately tagged her in so that the world could see.
Yeah. Don.
And that was the right move.
It was.
That was the right
clearly.
Move.
Clearly.
Hey, Don.
Hey, bud.
I friend requested you on both of your Facebook accounts. I'd appreciate it if you'd go ahead and approve those. I got the Firefly one I just did, and then that other one.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead and
I'll get right on that.
Okay. I think she's calling you Russell.
Huh?
This is Russell, my friend
this
Russell.
This is Russell.
This is Russ.
Russ Simmons, Def Comedy Jam. He's a big hit in the 90s.
Just want to follow you, that's all. What?
Whoa. Huh?
Lots of people followed on.
I know, Dex, I know, man.
Just made
and
it
I
weird.
Do. I tell you what, I'm definitely going to accept you at least to one of them.
Thank you.
It's going to be that public account.
It's going to be the fan one that you're not even a part of, huh? Right? That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you were a part of Slow Motion Theater this morning.
I am a part of it, and actually, I'm most active on that one.
I'll make you a part of Slow Motion Theater every Friday if you don't friend request me.
Well, you know, so far, I've been on there a lot, so yeah. I don't know if I'll be much different than what you're already.
That's true.
You know, making me live through.
So what's happening for Teo's birthday today?
Party tonight at
the
Sandias.
And there's going to be a big bonfire.
Bonfire.
A bonfire.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
A big bonfire at midnight.
With you.
Right?
I love it. Yeah.
Hugh Jackman will be there. John Mayer
will
be there.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Bryce Dallas Howard is going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Kim Kardashian.
John Mayer and his twin will be there.
Wait, Keaton. What about JLH? Is she going to be there?
No, not this year. She's with her husband.
What? Why would you do that?
Kanye West is going to give the special.
I don't know if I'm gonna.
No, he's gonna sing Jesus Walk, so it's all legit.
Okay.
Let's see what else.
Kanye be there. We're gonna have a couple of fish stick platters. It'll be awesome.
Man.
Oh man.
Quit trying to one up me at my own job. Hey, what's Johnny doing?
He's sitting in my lap. He's
Can I
being
talk
kind
to
of
him?
Mellow today. He's been like sitting in my lap all morning. I think he's still kind of shaking this cold.
I hope he's okay. He had a cold yesterday. That's why he was crying so much. And then Dawn punched him in the face.
Uh-huh. I also kicked him in the face.
That was an accident.
Can you put it on speakerphone?
Yeah, hold on. All right, you're on speaker.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, hi, Dada. He's waving.
Hey, Johnny. Johnny, what does the cow say?
Why?
Oh,
That's right.
That was good.
That was real good.
Johnny, yeah. What does...
You said it finally.
Johnny, what does the custody lawyer say? That's right, nothing, because we don't need one.
Hey, man, that's right. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
What does the goat say?
Johnny, can you say bubbles? Bubbles.
Bubble. Yeah, right. He can say bubbles.
You guys missed it because you were so busy being goat.
Sorry.
You're stealing
a- Johnny, can you say dada? No. That's it.
He muted it because he was holding the phone.
Oh, okay. Can you say dada?
Happy birthday, dada. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Thank you.
Is he a gremlin?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, he's Gizmo right now.
Say bye-bye, dada.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Mama!
Oh, mom. He's probably hungry now.
Say dada.
Oh, there it is.
Did you guys hear that? Yes. Voice?
Heart melts.
Beautiful.
Da-da. Heart melts da-da. For days.
Gosh. Happy birthday, dada.
Almost. Okay. Almost got it.
He was saying it in his...
He's giving kisses.
Oh. All right. Love you.
Bye,
love
guys.
You. Happy birthday. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So great.
He's Don. A busy kid.
Don and Johnny Danger.
He told me he's got appointments lined up all day, so he's not sure if he can make it tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're gonna try. He was attracted to the Kanye fish stick idea, but I don't know if he's going to be able to make it.
Well, it is Mateo's birthday today. We've learned that he used to work for Google. Mm. He was in a successful band.
Yeah.
Called Waverly.
Did a little day trading on the side there.
Some day trading, you know. Right. He used to be involved... and searching for terrorism activities.
Wow.
Or terroristic activities, if you will. Let's find out some more info on our boy over here, Teo.
Today is Teo's birthday. You know him as Teo, or Teo, or Tao. Matlock's parents named him after the 1986 Matlock series.
Amen. That's
not... Starring Andy Griffith. Matt Lott has also been an assistant manager at Vitamin World. Matt Lott. The more you know about Matt Lott. Teo. Teo. Happy birthday, Matt Lott.
You worked at Vitamin World?
Just for a minute. We had many jobs.
Wow. If you Google Matt Lott, you can find out everything about him. All of his past jobs. His financial records.
My many forms that I've taken on this terrestrial plane.
Yep. Net worth of Matt Lott, $14 million. That's right, everybody.
If you guys need a little money, maybe I could arrange it.
I'm fine. I'm doing all right. My net worth is, I can't really talk about it.
Yes, you can.
100 mil.
Okay. So clean.
Maybe you can hit us up with some better plane tickets then, because we're flying on an airline, and apparently... I still haven't booked my ticket to a different place because they hit severe turbulence and passengers.
Yeah.
Two dozen passengers.
Yeah, 22 people had to go to the hospital.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm.
JetBlue.
From turbulence?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the airline I'm flying on
when I go to
New York.
One lady, it was just rough turbulence. One lady went 2 feet in the air.
She didn't have her seatbelt on?
She didn't have her seatbelt on. And a guy caught her and pushed her back down to her chair.
That's exactly why you have to have your seatbelt on. That's crazy.
They tell you to do it, and people don't listen.
Yeah, well, I need my seatbelt on. I'll put it on as soon as we start to crash.
Yeah, dude, 22 people had to go to the hospital.
One passenger said, quote, the captain said that we're going to be hitting some turbulence. You could tell there were, like, storm clouds outside. It was just normal. If you fly a lot, it just kind of shakes, and then it's okay.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there was quite a big shake. Whoa. And then right after that, there was a drop. The drop lasted maybe a second or two, but it was enough that people were caught off guard. A doctor... who had to treat several passengers, described it by saying, I was working on my laptop when the plane suddenly dropped. I don't know how far it dropped, but all I recall is my laptop hit the ceiling.
Wow.
Man, that's cool.
Several other passengers hit their heads and a bunch of the overhead bins popped open.
Man.
I will say, that is a bummer, Steve.
Yeah. Here's the crazy thing. Somebody who was in the John at the time posted a photo from said bathroom because the rear toilet was completely ripped from its housing.
Wow.
You're not going to want to go to that one.
Yeah. People were calling it like a bad dream. People were flying out of their seatbelts and hitting their head on the ceiling. Very, very scary stuff. Awesome. Can't wait till October when I fly. The blue skies. The jet.
The blue.
Blue skies.
The blue.
Bullet the blue skies.
Scary, man. I've been in some pretty bad turbulence before.
I can see those fighter planes.
The worst part about being in turbulence is the people that have never been in turbulence before and
they
start screaming
out. Oh.
Yeah. We flew with our kids for the first time this last year and we hit some turbulence and we're like, it's okay. This is what's going on. Here's how it's going. And they were like, hands in the air, like, woo!
Oh, my stomach.
Roller coaster!
Is this a tower of terror?
Say what? That was Jack Jeter. That was just immediate.
Yeah. Roller coaster.
I got to stop yelling. Dawn's going to get mad at me. I got to go drink 100 ounces of water.
She's already mad at you.
Yeah, I know.
I got to
stop.
I've been drinking this organic throat coat tea every day. I've been bringing my bottle with water. I've been drinking lots of water. I've been trying to keep this instrument clear and clean and wonderful. Yeah.
Is it single origin?
Yeah.
Good amateur morning. Hour.
Hello.
Well, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Man alive, I could not imagine being in a JetBlue like that. I think I would probably lose myself, if you know what I mean.
You'd pee a little?
I would probably poop myself.
Poop yourself,
is
it?
Right there. For an instantaneous thought, I think I would say, this plane's going down.
You came over from the edge, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
That's not nice.
Let me ask you a question.
That was Steve-O Jeter.
Let me ask you a question. This is Teo.
Go ahead.
How are you?
Thanks. Birthday. My bad.
Thank you. How are you celebrating my birthday?
I am celebrating your birthday by telling you, good sir, happy birthday.
Thank you.
10-4. Copy that.
And remember, everybody, put on a smile. For today is Teo's birthday.
Hey, man.
Oh, there you go.
So good.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Appreciate it, bud. Have a good day.
Thank you for your service.
Bye.
Here's what I want you to do for your birthday. I want you to go on Twitter and I want you to find some random fans and like their stuff.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because I just found out that Jim Lee's birthday was yesterday.
So many
and on his birthday, he liked my tweet. Man, and it made my day. You
guys,
never know what it could do.
You guys
for
don't understand. Yeah. Jim Lee is the top.
We had a friend of ours text me in all caps a moment ago, losing his mind because
nerd alert!
Jim Lee liked my tweet, guys.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
You're a nerd, Dex.
You're a nerder.
Jim Lee.
You're a nerd.
Jim Lee.
We just got a letter.
Oh!
We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Wonder who it's from.
Feel free to chime in. 585-LIVE. You can text us or call us up at 338-3700. People write in because they need advice. They need help. They're confused. Here's the letter. My dog is weird around strangers. Sometimes she likes them, sometimes she goes crazy. We were going for a walk the other night, and there were some people that walked by. I think they might have been drinking. One of the women reached down to pet my dog, and she freaked out and started barking. So the woman said, "Hey, your dog is a jerk."
Come on now, lady.
Then she just took off.
She just took that animal straight up away from me.
It's so stupid, but it really, really bothered me. Don't call my dog a jerk. It's like when people say she's gained a little weight. On some level, it's a reflection of me, and I get angry. Does anyone else take it personally when someone makes a rude comment about their pet? Am I being too sensitive? Have you ever gotten into an argument with someone over a pet?
I am so glad this person sent this letter.
Did you ever take your pet's side?
Do you have a story?
Well, literally last night, I took Rocket to the dog park.
Did
to
you
the
write
dog
in?
Park. No, I did not write in. No, I have the opposite question. I think pets are family members. We love our pets. So if somebody called my dog a jerk, I probably would say something.
He's a part
I
of the family.
I don't know. Maybe it's because you're a stranger and you smell like weird, freaky stuff. Maybe it's on you.
Hey, here's the thing. Dogs especially can sense.
Oh, dude.
They can sense that bad energy.
Last night, Rocket barked like I've never heard him bark before at someone at the park.
Really?
And it was like, hey, guys.
Bad person.
Let's call it a day. Yeah. But before that, somebody shows up. Just no one. No one in particular. And on his bike. And he walks over. And he was really kind. And he was like, is that your dog? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I have a dog. His name's Duke. And he starts like telling me all these stories about... I'm talking about him like if he was like a 12-year-old. This was a grown-up.
Yeah.
And I said, cool. And he goes, I love dogs. And he takes the leash like...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You don't take my dog's
just
leash.
Takes the leash from me.
Take it.
And then gets down on the ground and starts wrestling with my dog and wraps his legs around Rocket.
Oh, what did Rocket do? Was he playing along?
Rocket was playing along and it was like friendly and he was cool. But I was just like... Okay.
Yeah, that is weird.
But I was like also playing catch because we were out there with our gloves and balls and stuff. And so I was playing catch with Jack. So I was kind of distracted at that point. But like there were other people at the park and like everyone stopped what they were doing and took notice because it was like this awkward, man, that guy just showed up on a bike, got down on all fours and started like, he wrapped his legs around my dog, and I was
that's
just like,
weird, yeah.
Okay, well, Rocket's not freaking out, and he's having a good time right now.
Rocket's having a blast. I guess
I'll let this happen. It'd kind of be like if you were wrestling a dog at a dog park,
yeah.
But it's a human. I think we do take it personally.
She's not being sensitive about this?
Not at all. If somebody insults your dog, that's like your pet. It's your family member.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an extension of the fam. That's like one of your kids. You don't say bad things about my animal.
I will say in the letter when she said, you know, when someone says that your dog has gained a little weight, it kind of does hit you hard because it's a reflection of you.
Oh, dude, when somebody's...
Because you're not taking your dog for walks enough or you're feeding them the wrong food.
Rocket's thin. And if people make a comment about, man, that dog's thin, you're not feeding. I'm like, hey, we feed him. He's on it. Yes, we do.
And every other day diet.
He also runs and is crazy, and he's outdoor, and he's awesome.
Chime in, Starmy, 585 Live. You can text us or 338-3700. Good morning.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just making a grocery run. Happy birthday, Mateo.
Thank you.
Mateo!
How will you celebrate today?
Today I'm going to celebrate by having coffee all day long and then getting off of work and watching Batman versus Superman.
Bless nice.
Make sure it's the Ultimate Edition.
That's good.
Yes. Only the Ultimate Edition. So.
There you go. I like that.
In your memory, I will raise a glass of Mountain Dew and then...
77 grams of sugar.
Ah, stay away from that.
77 grams.
You'll get hooked fast.
Yeah. Careful with it.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks, buddy.
Have it, you.
Appreciate you, man.
Have a good day.
You too.
Later, bud.
Turn that radio down
when you're going to call.
Turn it down. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Cool boy. How are you?
Finally. I've been waiting all morning.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Thanks, bud.
Have a great day, brother.
I will. How will you celebrate?
The way I'm going to celebrate is I'm going to my daughter's. She has an open house at her high school that she's going to start going to.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to it's called Alma de Arte, and she's going to take guitar, piano, and choir.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it's only 230 students in that school, so it's kind of a cool little, we got in early.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm celebrating, man. And you know what, Matt?
What?
This is crazy because my dad would be 69 years old today.
Nice.
Wow, man.
That's cool.
If he were alive.
I know. It's unorthodox, but it's a good way to celebrate.
Check it out. And then, Steve-O, your dog got bad touch, dude.
Yeah. What do you do, though?
Boy.
That's bad touch. Maybe a good friend, but I would never let a stab. I'd be like, fool, get off of my dog.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what to do. I was just kind of dumbfounded, and I'm like, well, my dog seems to be enjoying himself. And
No, he didn't. He didn't know what to do either.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's all the way. He'll never be the same, dude.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right, love you guys. Later, man.
Hey, he is right, though.
You know what else I hate? Yes. I hate when people pick up your dog and then they kiss it and let the dog lick their lips and stuff. That drives me nuts.
Yeah, but you have a little pug. That. Nobody could pick up Rocket. But that, I'm telling you, man, it was the oddest. Yes.
Yeah.
It was the oddest thing.
Yeah. Talking about this lady, she wrote in. She said she was walking her dog the other night, and a bunch of people walked by, and one of them reached down to pet her dog, and her dog freaked out, started barking at this person, and the woman who was trying to pet the dog said, "Your dog's a jerk."
Whoa.
And walked off.
Dude.
And so she's feeling pretty sensitive about this because, first off, someone called her dog a jerk. And,
what a jerk.
And, you know, it really bothered her. So she's wondering if it's kind of normal. Is she being too sensitive? What do you think? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Steven.
Hey!
Hello!
Steven, I'm so glad we're still friends.
Listen, you know, the fact of the matter is, I'm not even going to acknowledge that it's Mark's birthday, but, you know, like, I think
Thanks, best friend.
people just have way too much time on their hands, right? Yeah. You know, we absolutely live in a first world country. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The fact of the matter is, like, we can worry about other people's pets. Like, we've come so far as a human race and society that we can, you know, take on other people's, like, pets as an obligation of our own. Mm. Like, that's a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody.
Yeah, but don't
you
hate
it?
If
you want every aspect of life, especially your pets, critiqued, please move to Corrales.
You're come talking? I was going to say.
Yeah. As we mentioned, you know, a while back, we all have a mutual friend, myself, you know, the neighbors came over and started to, you know, basically help this person out with their horses. Uh-huh. It was quite bizarre that my neighbor would do that. That person would do that to me.
They love animals.
Yeah.
They love animals.
But Steven doesn't care for animals. He has 7 Great Danes and 12 horses.
And a cat.
And, oh, man. I forgot
and
about
cat,
the cat.
And just a fish.
Yeah.
And a chicken.
So, and somehow, some way, though they are his daughters and wife's animals, he takes care of all of them. So you're talking to the wrong guy when you're wanting to know if you care for animals.
This was my introduction into Corrales, right? So I you know, like, we have chickens. And we, you know, obviously, welcome to New Mexico, we have coyotes. You know, like, they're all around and stuff. And so I keep them caged up. You know, I keep them kind of in a confined area, per se.
Yeah.
And this self-righteous human being from down the street came over and was like, "Oh, you guys are the ones that, like, don't allow your chickens to free range." Oh. And I was like, this is crazy that I'm getting public shamed. Like, this is the first time I've ever met you. And I've already known that this lady went through a whole, you know, like, 12 ducks because a coyote jumped their fence and ate the duck. And instead of, like, saying, like, "Hey, at least my chickens are alive," I just simply nodded my head and went about my day. But, you know, public shaming, man, that's a whole other conversation. Anyway.
Steven, you live in Corrales, huh?
I do. I enjoy it here.
Worth. Yeah, okay, stop it. He's not worth 40 mil. He keeps talking about your net worth this morning because he found this website that tells everybody's net worth.
$40 million.
So that's how much we grossed. I personally am worth $5 million.
My bad. I'm so sorry.
Steven, you're so legit.
I knew it.
I
knew it.
Hey, Dex, are you looking down on me from your high horse of a mansion? You want to have like 7 bedrooms and 5,000 square feet?
I do. I have four levels.
I live in your peasant quarters, my friend.
Well, no, for real.
I know.
Steven, I want to just acknowledge friendship and say thank you so much for being a good friend. I can't wait to see what pops up on social media in a week's time because yesterday we had an adventure of a lifetime.
We might not be friends with Steven anymore.
I was actually kind of worried for a split second that he was genuinely mad at me.
Yeah, I was too.
No.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Sorry
I
for
loved
yes.
it. I can't believe it. Hey, but for real, thanks, guys. I'll jump off the phone. But happy birthday, Tails.
Yeah!
He said it.
Record it. Real life friends.
Clip it.
Real life friends.
Real life best friends.
Steven.
Real life best friends.
Steven,
Real life closest friends.
Steven.
Real life brother friends.
Hello.
Hey, Steven, I know you're still listening. Thanks for doing that for him. It meant everything to him. Thank you. I'm glad we're real life friends.
He had to go.
Hello.
He told me he was going to work on some stuff for my birthday, so...
I knew he was worth $40 million.
I knew he was my best friend.
If you do not follow that man, Steven Christian, on social media, you better, because next week, we had a little fun with him yesterday.
Yeah, we did. All right. A lot of people chiming in on this letter. We'll do that and finish up some headlines on Teo's birthday. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Stilo, and Teo.
And we're back! Hey! What's going on in the news?
saying she knows many Americans are frustrated.
If I am fortunate enough to be your president, I will have your back every single day that I serve.
Hillary Clinton detailing her plans for the U.S. economy at a Detroit-area aerospace company.
The Drug Enforcement Administration's not going to remove marijuana from its list of the most dangerous drugs.
Arizona may let people decide if it should be legal to smoke pot.
Macy says it will heighten its own brand with exclusive products and an improved shopping experience, as well as reallocate investments to its higher-performing stores and digital business. The company has yet to announce which stores will be closing.
Slight drop in the number of Americans needing unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims declined by 1,000 to 266,000.
In Las Cruces, New Mexico, this is when the air will be full of the smell of roasted green chili peppers.
Syria's military is denying allegations chlorine gas was used, bombing an area of Aleppo, saying rebels fabricated the story, though a UN envoy says there is evidence.
AAA Foundation reporting over 200,000 crashes have been caused by road debris in the past 4 years, and 500 people died in those crashes.
Shout out to Teo's mom.
Amen.
Just posting pictures.
Mama Lott!
All day, aren't they?
Everyone celebrate my birthday. This day is to be celebrated as Christmas is. This day is to be celebrated as you would Halloween. This day is to be celebrated as you would Arbor Day. Enjoy it. Spend some time. Do the work.
That's right, man. Matt Lott from Pensacola, Florida. Spent some time there.
Grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah. Matt Lott from Oklahoma.
Oh, guys.
What?
I've almost eaten this whole thing.
Gosh, diabetes.
You should poke the bear today. All of that will come back to you.
Oh!
German chocolate cake. So, Steve-O ate the whole thing.
Today is our girl Birga's last day.
Which is a huge bummer, but it will not put a damper on my birthday. I refuse to let it.
Yes. She got us all presents for her going away.
She's definitely trying to steal your thunder today.
No, it's okay. She is celebrating my birthday by leaving the position here.
Mm.
So earlier, Dex and Steve-O both made promises that they would come to Bear Canyon with me on September
1st. That's where you crossed
Bear Canyon.
And then I said it was a Saturday. I was looking at the wrong month. It's a Thursday.
Oh,
which
now
is
you
perfect.
Poked the bear!
Oh, man.
If a place does a free thing, can I talk about it if it's free?
If it's free...
Yeah, I think Thursdays is the bring a friend day anyway.
Oh, okay.
And you get to go for free.
Oh, yay! Then I might actually
on,
make
push
it.
Push it!
Maybe, possibly, might, maybe. I don't know. Doubt it. You know what? I'm not going to do. They can't. I can't make it. It's a Thursday.
I'm so excited that you guys are going to come.
I just remembered I do stuff on Thursday.
Here's the thing, Joe, one of the coaches, and my boy.
Oh no.
He heard it. He was listening.
And he posted
it on
Facebook.
Things
on the radio.
I said I heard it. It's happening. Yes, he did hear.
No.
It.
He didn't tag me.
Who is that naysayer that you play all the time?
Nuh-uh.
That one.
What?
I don't know, but man.
Somebody lives behind
oh,
the counter.
Oh, wait. He just said you should come in Saturday the 3rd. It's our 1 year anniversary.
Nuh-uh.
Man, why are.
They'll come both days.
Nah,
both
I don't.
Days.
I'm not seeing any of these because it's not even in the.
And
I'm
about to.
I'm
going
to
tag Steve.
Nah, that's
so
okay.
Just one of these days I'll get into a great sleep routine and then I'll start coming to the
No,
gym
that is an excuse.
Okay.
You can't wait for that to happen.
You're right.
You're never going to have a good sleep.
My
pattern.
Whole life is an excuse. Just the whole thing. It's very depressing.
What?
Hmm?
No, dude, that's not your life. That's everybody's life. It's like we talked about the other day. Time is the slow knife. It slides in undetected, straight in between your backbones there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it slowly twists until one day it does its work and we all die.
I know.
It's just part of life.
Beautiful. Anything on the live line to talk about? Anything?
Some people are digging the music.
Yeah, you've done a great job this morning with the playlist.
Excited. I hit you with a slow jam right in the feels, everybody.
I think we're right there together with the same taste in music. I think
you and I.
Yeah, I think it's
just
beautiful.
Here on
the yeah. Remember how you loved me.
585 live. Text the show.
Summer night.
That was great.
Thanks.
That sounded
Richard Marx going to be there tonight.
Gosh, that sounded so good.
He's going to be at the top of the Sandias tonight, Richard Marx.
I can't wait. Yeah, he said he confirmed. He confirmed. It's going to be a battle of the 80s pop ballad kings because Bryan Adams is also going to be there.
Oh. Is it my turn?
Oh, man. Too soon. Too soon.
Half of PM Don will be there tonight.
What was that?
What?
Interesting. Oh, gosh. Dex, I have a little bit of news.
Okay.
But I'm going to need you to play my theme song while I read it.
Does this to me every time.
But it's my birthday. Do you remember what it is? It's from Transformers the movie, 1986.
Hey man, I
recently
you.
Celebrated a 30th anniversary. You got the touch! You know that moment at work? You got the tail! That's right. You're done with lunch, but the end of the day is nowhere in sight. A new study found out exactly when that is. It's exactly when you hit the wall.
11:03 a.m.
For us, maybe. But for most normal people, it's 2:22 p.m. You experience that feeling at least 3 days a week. Here are the top 10 reasons why you all lose ability to function in the middle of the afternoon. Number one, office, too warm. So warm in here.
It is.
Number two, no sleep the night before. Number three, overwhelming amount of work. Number four, boredom.
Next.
Number five, it's hot outside.
It is hot.
Number five through ten, excuses you made up. I'm about to teach you how to conquer this stuff. You ready? Cold showers.
Oh,
cold
yeah.
Cold shower challenge.
Trust me, I'm 33 now. I know.
I have everything.
So much life experience.
Yep.
Cold showers are your answer, bud.
Yeah, boy.
Good man now, dog.
I want everybody to know one thing. You guys are great.
You're great.
No, you're great. That's how you beat it.
Cold showers. Okay. I hear you, buddy.
You gonna take one?
Yeah, I will. Before I forget, hey, on Netflix, Steve-O?
Yeah.
Oh, do you wait?
No, you wait.
There's a brand new show. I've actually been pretty excited about this, and I just got an email from Netflix, and they said, I think you might like this show.
What's it called?
And I watched the trailer, and it's called The Get Down. And it's a new TV series on Netflix.
Is Jennifer Love Hewitt in it?
No, it's based in 1977 in New York. Actually, it's the youth of South Bronx.
What?
My childhood. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You're from Brooklyn. Yeah. You're not from the Bronx.
Yep. The talented and soulful youth of the South Bronx chase dreams and break neck beats to transform music history.
Yes. What?
You have to watch this because it's straight up the Bronx.
Da Bong.
1977.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is Luke Cage in it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. No, that's called Luke Cage. It's a different show.
Oh, Luke Cage, yeah. Dude.
Luke Cage.
It's called The Get Down. Get down.
It picks me up. Get down.
Looks really good, actually.
Every time I'm down, the low picks me up. Yeah. Blah.
Should be getting that Wi-Fi today. Should be getting the Wi-Fi today at my house.
Man, Caleb's going to be so stoked.
Yep.
Caleb called Dex yesterday and said, the satellite is down.
Gosh. We got that fixed.
Excuse me, Father. The satellite is down.
Yep.
We've had multiple people on the live line chime in going, wait. Where is Birga going?
Birga is going on to greener pastures, friend.
Yes, she is. Are we allowed to talk about it?
Well, we did
yesterday. I don't know.
She has a great new job.
Great new job.
God has blessed that lady.
Yes.
She is going to be the executive director.
On behalf of the Morning Invasion, we say we love you, Birga.
No.
We are going to miss you.
I mean...
But you're gonna do great, kid.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Here's the thing. A lot of people around Calvary have been placing bets on how long we're going to last.
Yeah, because Birga's kind of... She's the mom around here. She's our moral compass. Yeah. She keeps us in line.
Well, somebody said we'll be fired within a week.
I already lost because my bet was yesterday.
Oh, man. At the going away party?
Yeah. I thought the minute
that I was shocked.
I thought they were going to come to us and hand us the manila envelope.
Well, I mean, streaking was a bit much, but.
I'm just hoping, you know, the meeting went well yesterday because, you know, I'm trying to get her salary added on to mine, but.
What? Why would you? Okay.
Trying to get that email back from my boss.
That's rude and selfish. Very selfish of you.
All that
very selfish.
Birga money up for grabs.
Got that Birga money.
Hey, got that Birga money.
They told me it just goes back into a pot. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. That's what they said. It's very confusing.
It's Colorado. It's not here.
Just kidding. All right. Anything else to do before we get out of here?
Got a couple more news items, just
all
real
right,
quick.
Let's just let's knock them out. I think you got a whiskey tango.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
Get to it real quick. I have a message for Bill Peterson. A new study found that the people most likely to collect vinyl records are antisocial 40 and 50-year-olds.
Okay.
Bill, your record collection will be just steadily growing.
I'll bring you some records tonight, Bill.
Yes. A 36-year-old guy in Houston was arrested last Friday for surfing on the roof of his new car while someone else steered, and his 5-year-old son was in the back seat.
Well,
it's all about being a good example.
That's not okay.
And finally... in the greatest piece of news that has ever, ever come across this screen, and now your ears, it might be fake, but a woman in Russia called the cops, said she was sexually assaulted by a Pokemon. Pokemon! She says she woke up in the middle of the night, and it was assaulting her. Then it vanished, so she checked the app. And it said that there was one sitting on her bed.
Mic check, 1, 2, checkity, check, check.
Drugs, people, don't do them.
Man.
It's a public service announcement.
I have no less than 7 jokes that I cannot say right now. Okay, cool, man. Yep. Even a fool is thought wise when kept silent.
Was one of them going to be, he Woo! Said he just wanted to take a peek at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
He's a man now, dog.
That one of them?
You were born for news. How you're always taking undramatic things and making them dramatic.
Happy my birthday. Happy my birthday.
Incredible. Steve-o?
Yeah, man. I've got a way to end this here birthday shindig for Tater. You guys ever date a crazy person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know?
All of us.
Don't need to get into detail about the crazies, but I feel like this crazy takes the cake. A 33-year-old dude named Dinesh Gomani from Queens, New York. He was upset a few weeks ago because his girl was going on vacation without him.
Yo-yo dog!
She was going to Guyana in South America, and he was worried she was going to visit her ex-husband who lives there.
What up?
Yeah. So he did what any loving and trusting boyfriend would do. He saw her to the airport. He gave her a kiss goodbye. He then called 911, gave them his girlfriend's name, and told them she had a bomb.
No way.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Excuse me. Told them she had a bomb and or drugs on the plane.
No way. Yeah. That's terrible.
But guess what, guys? Good news, mission accomplished. The police pulled her off the plane, and she was detained and didn't take the vacation to Guyana.
Yo,
score one for the boyfriend. No. He saved the day.
No, that is terrible.
Bad news. The FBI traced the call back to Dinesh and arrested him 2 days later.
Good
news. When they got to his apartment, they found him in bed. With the girlfriend to corroborate the story. So clearly she forgave him very, very quickly. Going back to jail. Dinesh is facing federal charges for making a bomb threat. He just got out of jail on a $20,000 bond that his very loving, very, 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 very forgiving girlfriend paid.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Which
is
proof
crazy.
That she was going to South America to see her ex-husband because she was like, oh baby, you do love me. You're right. Busted. I was going to see him, but I'm posting bail for you. I love you. I'm never leaving you.
No, dude, she's crazy and
cray,
he needs
cray,
to.
Cray, cray. Yeah.
Hope he's okay.
Whiskey Tango Queens, dog.
Guys, we're done with the show today.
Man, I'm satisfied.
This week, happy birthday to one of the greatest human beings I know on the planet.
Well, Todd
Cook.
His name is Todd Cook is celebrating a birthday.
His birthday
as well.
Is also today.
It's also today.
That was my youth pastor back in the day. Frontline, Todd Cook, Sagebrush.
See you,
the man.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Love you, Todd.
Birthdays all
happy
around.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tao.
I'm entitling this podcast Happy B-Day Tao.
If you missed any of the big birthday show today, oh, you don't want to miss it. You go to the podcast. You can listen to it here in about an hour. It'll be up at iTunes, Google Play. Search Morning Invasion. If you don't have any of that, you can just log on to www.star88.com. star88fm.com. Wait,
star88.fm.
.com/FM.
There is no .com. star88.fm.
Okay, www.star88.com.
What are you talking about, you weirdo?
.com/forward. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
Happy my birthday!
Yeah!
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.